Man, I don't know whose idea was it to come to New York for New Year's. Oh, but wow, Times Square really outdid itself this year. MSP Dispatch, 38 at 38. The Tech Bar, ah, oh, this has been a great year for the MSP Media Network. I mean, look at them, they're in Times Square. This is amazing. Oh my God, it's time. Today is the Tech Bar's end of year special, featuring old guests, new guests, and many, many surprises. I heard they're even bringing food. And I'm hungry. I mean, all right, yeah, it's too cold. Let's go grab a glass of bourbon, some nice food, and let's go have some shenanigans with the boys. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. The Tech Bar featuring Super Cousin Danny, featuring Powerhouse Ray, and this week we've got our end of year special featuring many, many, many surprises. The list is longer than a CVS receipt. So, ladies and gentlemen, as always, grab your drinks and let's get right into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, the tech bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
Just kidding, I'm not muted. What's up,
I was about to say
everybody?
something.
This close, right? I mean, it's the last one of the year. I figured I should start out muted. What's up, everybody? Powerhouse Ray, joined as always by this way. There we go. Super Cousin Danny, how you doing, cuz?
I'm doing good, man. Just a little hot, but we'll get into
I'm loving
Happy
I'm
to.
loving your background, dude. It's your background. Are you hot because of the sparklers and because of all the lights behind you?
Sure, that's what it is. That's why I'm sweating.
Okay.
It's too much of a, yeah, too many sparklers up there
Too
on
many
top there.
sparklers. Speaking of hot, I see a Wild Dutchman in the chat. I
Yeah, I saw that too. Kelvin.
Kelvin Te a Kelvin, a Tekhoff Lar. Let's see who else. We got Tim Golden, Compliance Risk. We have we got some amazing people here in the green room. I don't want to give away who it is yet, but we have some awesome guests today. I'm a little sad. It's the last episode of the year. Are you a
Yeah,
little
but that
sad,
just,
Danny?
I am, but then we could just got a new year of more shenanigans to work on. So you could look at it that way too.
That's true. That's true. So we have a and if we're gonna close out 2022, we're gonna close it out like hardcore, because 2023 we have all new stuff coming, all new like skits, all new segments that we haven't even thought up yet because we don't plan like that. All new formats, but we have a few surprises for today, so we'll hold on to that for a little bit. But we, as always, it's not just you and me. We have a wild Simon in the green room. How you doing,
We have
Simon?
assignment. We have I'm
Awesome.
here. I'm here.
That's awesome. All right, so I don't have a lot of chances to do that from 2022. Come on, I'm doing awesome. But okay, so we have. I'm sorry, I'm trying to catch up. Is that Aaron from 38 at 38? What's up, Aaron? All right.
Oh, it is. Aaron.
So I want to ask this question real quick because I know you're moving to Tampa at some point in 2023, and we were talking about this in the green room before we started. Are you doing that to be closer to Tony or to Aaron?
Yes.
That is the correct answer. I can't even get mad at that. Whatchamacallit. So while we start bringing on our first guest, and when I say first guest, I don't mean first guest of the show. I mean first guest on Tech Bar ever. Do you remember who those first guests were, Danny?
I do. I do remember that.
Do you think our chat remembers who our first guests were?
I was in that chat, and I do remember. And that was a very long Tech Bar, and it did have stages. It did have.
It was our longest lasting Tech Bar. Not a single skit. I don't think we even did games back then, but it was our longest lasting Tech Bar. You know, back when we were younger, we lasted a little longer.
It was the actual definition of winging it. That's exactly what it was. But it was fun.
The Tech Bar chat join me in welcoming Mr. Dave and Just Corey. Yeah. What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
That's good.
That's exciting.
My favorite thing about the first Tech Bar was how low we were able to set the bar for subsequent successes.
Well, that's the hidden nickname. That is the Tech very, very low bar
for
success. And I appreciate it. We started low. We were able to build up from there. No, seriously. It was an awesome Tech Bar.
It was really good, guys.
It was really good. You know, and I'm seeing some similarities here. There are some interesting connections. Danny and I normally are in the same room sitting on the recliners. You guys started this. Sitting in the chairs in the was a garage or basement? It was a garage, right?
Yeah, garage.
Between two.
Doing the garage.
Between
and now everybody's virtual.
Yeah, splitting the aloe plant.
Yeah, you even cracked open. You cracked open the Pappy on show, or was afterward in the after party?
There was no after party. It was a 6-hour show. I think we went all the way.
The show was the after party. There you go. You already have fans here in the chat. I see Drew. Drew Hacksworth, he keeps misspelling his name. Kelvin drinking the White Russian, which is awesome. See Melissa. What's up, Melissa? I don't even know. Crack. This isn't that kind of show, Keith. Keith in the chat, too. So how you guys been? How do you guys feel? Like, we started Tech Bar in June of 2020, or July of 2020, and we're a year and a half later. How do you guys feel? Actually, we're 2.5 years later.
Shit. I was going to say, it's been longer than that.
I haven't even started drinking yet. Damn.
Namaste, I guess.
Oh my Namaste. God, right? Shit.
Namaste.
Okay. And yes, I am drinking McDonald's Coke. We'll get into why in a little bit.
But is it McDonald's rum in there with it?
Well, I mean, anyway. So, you know, so what... So what's changed between then and now? You were just starting out doing this thing called MSPing, right? I think that's how Ashley describes it. And now you're more mature, more experienced.
Yeah, we got our own houses now. We're not in our mom's basement.
I'm in my own damn basement now.
Is that I am the captain now? Is that kind of thing?
That's why I'm wearing cable knit.
You are wearing cable knit. It matches his underwear too. Stand up, Dave.
It's a little scratchy.
Well, and I see, you know, and Dave, you look so like mature, like with the turtleneck. You look like a college professor. Like Corey looks like he's doing office hours somewhere. Like, you know, with the young student. We don't want to get into it, but you know, it looks like there's some shit going on.
I teach piano lessons on the side, so
you are a little collegiate looking. Corey's, if he shows you his mic, he's actually been DJing the local college radio station.
Oh, boats and hoes.
and it's got a feature I've never seen on a microphone, because I actually bought him this setup about 8 months ago because he sounded like hot shit. And he just got it set up today for this event. So, but the mic has a feature on it that I've never seen before.
Boats and hoes.
And it's not working right now, apparently.
Oh, yeah. It didn't echo?
It's got some sick reverb. So he can really, like, dial up the voice of God when he wants to.
So we have Melissa saying the same thing I was thinking. So Corey is a penis? Would that be accurate? MS penis during the day and just a penis teacher at night.
It burns when I MS penis'd.
If that's not a new word for 2023, we're doing it wrong. So
we should come up with some new words. I think we started that, right? So
did we? Were we doing drinking words back then in the first episode?
We created.
I'm pretty sure Namaste came from that. Yeah.
New norm.
Oh yeah, new norm. Namaste.
Which we just said, and I'm watching you guys.
And I said it three times.
Well, there's always room for opportunity, right, Dave?
This is 300 proof, so one sip counts.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, this McDonald's Coke hits hard too. So we're actually Simon put it up. We're voting on new words. We're going to be voting over the next couple episodes.
Oh my god!
And yeah. I think we're announcing it what 1st of January, February, March,
and February.
Thank you. So we're going to announce it then. What he said. So go ahead and pick your words. Vote for words. I'm not saying we're going to listen to you
retire
guys.
Retire old words, or are we just making a dictionary of?
No, we're going to retire some of the old ones. We can't have like 19 drinking words. We can't
you sure can. First off, but second off, I think we have to vote on what gets retired. You can't just roll them off by age.
No, ChatGPT cannot be one of the words. IPA will never be a word on my show, sir. Ever. IPAs taste like ass. So. Anyway, so we're this is a drinking show, as you guys know. Yes. I think we should go over what we're drinking here.
Yes.
Let's start with Mr. Corey Everly. What are you drinking, Corey?
Colorado 291 whiskey.
Oh man, that somebody special must have gotten that for you.
Ooh. That was, I think Dave did for my 50th a year ago or a year and a half ago.
What's the proof on that one?
A lot.
A lot. Dave, what are you drinking, man? Mr. Dave Coles, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking some of this. Somebody very special to me gave this to me for Christmas, and it's a Daltmore 12-year.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, I started a little while ago.
Yeah. Like was it a new bottle at the beginning of the day?
It was. Well, yesterday it was a new bottle. 2 days ago?
When
was
Ray, that? This is 127.9 proof.
Okay. So 126 divided by 2.
64%. Yeah.
There you go. I couldn't figure out 2.5 years. The fuck if I was going to do divided by two.
This is only 40%. Oh, it's my afternoon drinker.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It's very smooth, though. Corey, I figured out why you like this, Corey, because it's as close to a Jameson as a Scotch could get.
So I think I hit my feeling of IPAs right on the head. IPA tastes like IPA-ness.
Ah. Oh, stop it. They're good.
IPA-ness, MSP-ness. There you go.
Mute as a word.
No judging anybody that likes
anus. Actually, a word should be bourbon.
So, like, when we start talking about what we're drinking every single time, I'm already, that's a drinking word just ready to go?
Yep.
What's up, Eric? What's up, brother? How you doing? All right. Danny, Mr. Laura, you were supposed to be here with me, and then I called an audible like at the absolute last second. He asked me yesterday. We planned for Tech Bar like weeks in advance. Danny asked me yesterday because we were going to do it on site somewhere. And he's like, at 6 o'clock, are we still going to do the thing we said we're going to do? And I'm like, I'll let you know. And at like 2 in the morning, I'm like, no, we're going to do something else. So no, you
was,
had to.
It was 1:35. 135.
Oh, okay. It was early.
Yeah, I saw it. I chose not to respond.
Hold on, Dave. You just said something in the chat.
Are you talking
are you
about
you guys all Keith, coming out to Colorado about? In June for the PAX 8 thing?
Yeah, for the PAX 8 shindig shenanigans.
When does Casa Bonita open, Dave? Isn't it May?
I think it's May. They're having the big
dude. We got to get grand reopening over to Casa Bonita.
Yeah, we need a Tech Bar company party at Casa Bonita with
Casa
with our South Pork boys.
I think
you
we
guys,
might
have
be
you heard lit. Of that place, Ray?
No, I have not. What is it?
Okay,
so it's like we don't have time, but it's
we'll be quick. It's the dirtiest, nastiest.
Yeah,
this is like a Skyline chili that like there's this like aura around it, but it sucks ass. Like,
yeah,
is it a good
you
thing?
Have to go there once. But
well,
then,
for many, many years, it had the right blend of campy, like it sucked, but it was a good suck, and it was fun, and it was campy, and the food
and
was always just hot garbage.
Home. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. You had a race home. But the last 5 or 6 years, it really just like nosedived. There was new ownership and it sucked, and it all it went from campy sucking to legitimate sucking. But it's okay. A staple mainstay of every child that's ever lived in Denver as a child has had a birthday party or gone to a birthday party, Caspanita. So much so that South Park did an entire episode, right?
Oh, wow.
So Matt and Trey Parker, the guys that do South Park, bought Casa Bonita during the pandemic and then found out that it was a total disaster. And they pumped like several million dollars into the restoration and all this kind of stuff. So all of us have been like, if there was ever anybody that could possibly own Casa Bonita and do it right, it's Matt and Trey.
Right.
How it is. So everybody's on pins and needles. We're so excited for the. That's where my next birthday is going to be. I think I'll have it there.
So do they walk around with like foam heads and doing the Canadian talking thing?
There's an indoor waterfall.
I would fly out this weekend
and,
for that.
And guys do diving jumps, and there's a guy that runs around in a gigantic gorilla costume, and it's terrific.
I mean, who doesn't have a giant gorilla costume? Speaking of things that just make sense. And I have my own drink. I'm also, because you know, you guys are so special to me, I'm breaking out the Blantons today. I may have opened it a little earlier. But that's okay. I got backups.
Ashley Cooper, I'm reporting your comment. That's the shittiest thing anybody's ever said to me in a comment.
Did she call you Canadian? What she said? We love Canadian, we love all people, okay? Dave can kick me out of the seat of the bar so he can talk to someone more important. It will be so much fun. Oh, that's not nice.
I gotta be honest, anytime Crosby needs a seat at the bar, I'm kicking you out.
That's true. Who doesn't love Crosby? Because it only took me 3 years to realize who his dad was. So, you know. Also at the end of a tech bar. All right, so we got some rules. Why don't we bring up the rules, Simon?
How many have I broken already?
Like 19, and we only have 6, which is pretty fucking amazing. Yeah. All right, so Corey, start us off, man. Read us the first 3 rules.
First 3, the bartenders are always right. It's number 1. Number 2, no politics or religion at the bar. And number 3, if you hear these words, you will drink. Namaste, unprecedented. And the new norm.
Awesome. What's up, SR1313? Sounds like a freaking spy. Dave, are you bringing spies on the fucking show?
Sounds like a tax form.
Did I confuse you? Okay. Shit, okay.
Well,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break Dave. Dave, go ahead and give us 4, 5, 6.
I'm trying to figure out how we can no clutch shift it into Matt Damon, but...
Well, I was going to do the whole, like, you know, I know your private life is as Matt Damon, you know, as super secret spy, but yeah, I was just going to go too long. But anyway, 4, 5, 6, bud.
4, 5, 6. So there's sports on a lot.
Yeah.
Which I got to be honest, I haven't watched as much sports. I actually take a personal, the Broncos right now, if anybody's paying attention, are the most abysmal team in the history of national football. And I don't care, other than I really enjoy watching them flounder.
You like a good train wreck.
We're Dolphins fans, and
I like a good train wreck.
I mean, we got Keith, so you know you got the Cowboys. So you know you're among. Is that why you came on this episode? Because you knew Keith would be on, so your team wouldn't be the worst.
No, I definitely coordinated this. Yes.
That's some shit. All right, what's rule number 5?
What happens here stays here, even though that's a lie because we're on being broadcast live all over the world.
This is only mostly recorded. And then number 6?
If the bartender is wrong, we'll refer to rule number 1.
So we're going to be toasting with something very special. Do you know what this is?
It looks like a tater tot.
It's a chicken McNuggie. So, and to commemorate the first time I toast with a chicken McNuggie, we have a very special guest on. Danny, can you introduce our guest?
Yeah. We got ourselves Matthew Fox. Matt Fox, the boy. Where's he at? There he is. Look at that. Scaring the crap out of me.
Now, that's like a college radio station.
I was going to say pirate radio.
Hey, Danny.
I'll take that too.
Hi, Danny. Matt. You gonna hi Danny? How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, sir?
I can call that a McDonald's empanada.
I love you.
So
I love you too.
Is it,
hey Ray, so how you Matt doing Fox, tonight? I just completely destroyed everything showing up with nuggets. Please go ahead.
No, I mean, so we brought you on, and like, you know, this is a special episode for us. It's the last episode of the year. We have this beautiful dovetail, new beginnings with new with you, celebrating original beginnings with Dave and Corey.
I'm going to cut you off. I'm cutting you off for a second because there was a miscommunication.
Okay.
What's this?
That's a double quarter pound. That's a Royale with cheese, sir. Oh, no, that's a Big Mac. That's a double quarter pounder with cheese. Yes.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks.
Wait, hold on. You said you wanted to toast with chicken nuggets. Are you telling me somehow that was miscommunicated?
Where are the nuggets?
I got my nuggets right here.
These aren't nuggets.
This is ridiculous.
I've got my nuggets wrapped in the cord.
What is this?
Corey, do you remember how long it took us to go off the rails the first episode?
3 minutes.
Okay, so we're not doing so bad today. Okay.
So we're going to do it in a half an hour.
I'm fine.
We did our best. We did our best.
Whoa, how many did you get? You got a 20 piece?
Shit.
Nice. All right, Simon, we have a toast here so we can raise our glasses and our nuggets. Yeah. Matt, this is your first guest spot. But I think you should read the toast. Well, we can wait. We'll just sit there and wait for you to finish, dude. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, you got to work. You got to get used to how I do things. Stir the eggnog, lift the toddy. Happy New Year, everybody.
Namaste, my friends.
All right. Hold on. We got a dip.
Is the dip the tap of the nuggy toasting world?
That was delicious. That was
dip is the chink chink, right? It's,
I think that was like a 12-year single barrel barbecue.
I delicious. I got a cast strength. What sauce are you drinking? What sauce are you using?
I'm just going with the standard barbecue. I'm not getting crazy tonight.
I do half barbecue.
McDonald's IPA half barbecue.
Sweet and sour.
I get the Sam Adams Special Reserve barbecue sauce, only available at Northeastern McDonald's.
holiday sauce.
Simon, can you do me a favor? Could you read that last comment for us?
Turn up that sauce.
Sauce.
Well, Phil's got the sauce.
Hitting the sauce.
He's a sauce boss.
He's got the juice.
I'm still waiting to hear why Ray is hitting the sauce and not the sauce.
I'm going to be hitting the sauce. We like to, you know, do things a little bit different. Listen, you can't run the show the way you want, sir. Just because you have alcohol and you want to be like the special guy.
Not everyone's also a regular drinker, right?
I got on this program called the Tech Bar. Fundamentally misunderstood what we were all about at our core in the core values section.
Dalmore is a fantastic liquor. But you know, there are bars at McDonald's. You can sit down and eat at the bar. You can have your sweet and sour. You can have whatever you want. That just seems kind of...
If I'm coming across as irritated, it's because I didn't get the memo and I don't have any nuggies.
You don't have nuggies? You don't have a quarter pounder? All you got is Matt Damon's beautiful sweater from when he got fished out of the ocean in the first movie. And but you do have good taste in liquor because, again, Dalmore is really nice.
I might have some dino nuggies in the freezer. I'll have to go check in a minute.
Do it!
Oh, well, those are the best. Those are the kinds you go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and get in, like, their cafeteria.
Hey, Ray, do you approve? Ray, do you approve?
Do I approve what, sir? Ranch. Get the fuck off my screen.
All right, Ray, I'm sorry. I derailed you with my little moment, of drama with that quarter pounder, but they are delicious.
Listen, if there's one thing I understand from running this tech bar for 1.5, possibly 2.5 years, not really sure, it's that I've learned I have zero control of this show. So it's all good. I'm going to Simon, why don't you come on and just tell us what you want to do? Because I'm really not reading today.
Okay. So this isn't the first. So a memorable moment captured during the tech bar was the first time that you ever got introduced to Matt Fox. So we're going to go ahead and remember this moment from 2 years ago. It was our Frozen episode with Jonathan Crow of Ninja One. So I'm going to go.
It was, you had Matt Fox on today that has the most epic, like, handlebar mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was this close to telling my wife, I'm going to go throw you on some train tracks and tie you down. And then I realized it's my seven-year-old still awake. Let's save that for later. So
yeah, you should pull up a picture of him. He's awesome.
He's fantastic, dude.
But his title is creative director. He works at MSP out of New York. And my big fear, so I've got Tom Wasson, who has been around the channel for a long time, and he's always on the chats too. And my big thing was like, are we going to get Matt out there with his handlebar mustache and his flannel, and he's talking about branding out of New York City? And like, is everyone just going to automatically hate him and start booing? Look at this guy.
That's amazing. Look how happy he is with his mustache.
Willy, right? He belongs in a Steamboat Willie, like, animated series. Like,
I love taking, him. You know, oh, my darling.
Princess Penelope.
This is why they made Photoshop. You can,
hello, my right John, cool. Man.
But I love his game. What was that? Wario? Like, what was that? I fucking love it. No, dude.
You put him in a go-kart and just watch him fucking go. It's amazing.
It's pretty fucking fantastic. I'm just saying, his stuff was awesome today. That's a nice little throwback there. Thanks to Phil and Simon for grabbing all the throwbacks, and we're gonna do that throughout today's episode. We're gonna throw back some of the previous clips and show how awesome things were while I'm drinking from my Cyber Dream mug.
Kelvin, the mustache is there. You've just never asked me to wax it for you.
So this is something I want to know, Matt. You don't have to give us the exact number, because I understand like there may be like law enforcement listening, but is it less than 100 or more than 100 the number of people you've tied to train tracks over your lifetime?
I mean, are we talking standard trains? Are we talking like
Lionel, like HO scale?
Yeah, HO, LGB, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about like intercontinental railroads, Amtrak, Conrail? Where are we going? Catenary? I'll tie them up on the catenary rails. I don't care. They can go rails, wires, whatever it is. That's it.
And derailed has happened.
Yeah.
That's the word.
I have tied people down to things that aren't even on the ground. It's crazy.
Castle Rock Sky would like to nominate the word derailed.
I think that's a fantastic word.
That's like some Strong Bad death metal stuff,
it's
right?
A little
there.
Bit of mad.
Derailed.
Do a horse derail me? Well,
that's totally different.
That's an OnlyFans thing, but never mind.
If you want to get derailed, we'll take a shot.
I have refrained from tying people down the tracks for the past several years, though, Ray. That's really
I don't
want to
hear everybody's derailment stories.
I don't need to hear college stories. Jeez.
So, all right. So I vote, and Danny back, you know, this has to be a quorum, right? We got five people here. I vote that this year we started doing a fourth extra word just for each episode. I think derailed should be the one for today's episode.
F yeah.
You good with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers, gentlemen. New year.
Unanimous.
Fitting for the new year. That works.
Thanks, Matt, for derailing us.
And Keith brings up a very salient point. You have to be railed to be derailed.
I've been telling my kids it's very important to keep your rail for as long as you can for someone special. When the time is right and there's emotional connection.
Are we going to do a rail?
Ooh. I mean, is this like when awesome, one train, I don't even want to say like a mommy train and a daddy train. When one train and another train love each other and they make a baby train.
Where's the train tunnel GIF? We need it right now.
Oh, come on. That's a terrible, terrible
GIF. This is why you let us on once.
No. So hold on. I need to pause this right now. There is no way in hell I'm going to let it slide that we're calling it GIF.
No one's calling it that.
GIF.
The guy who waxes his face calls it that. I'm just saying.
GIF.
It's completely derailed.
GIF.
Completely derailed.
Wait. What's that shit? How is it pronounced?
Like the peanut butter, Skippy.
It's like a graphic format.
It's a Jurassic. Yeah, it is GIF. Yeah, sorry, I misspoke.
Derail.
Tell your kids. Sorry, I'm trying to read comments. I've been derailed. We're getting honked at.
Reading comments while you're in the tech bar is like looking at your phone while you're talking to a friend. Ignore the comments, and you got to be in the moment.
So, Goots McGoozy, Cloudy says hi. Simon, do you have a picture of Goots and Cloudy together? Because Claudia and Gutz are actually Biffles, if you didn't know that.
Gutz and
Simon was like, shit, I was not prepared for this at all.
Even though we told you to be prepared. There it is.
There you go.
Oh.
Ash loves the tech bar. Namaste.
Namaste, bitches.
Cloudy and Phil.
Awesome. Namaste, guys. Namaste, come on.
Motherfuckers, yeah. Namaste. Namaste.
And I am drinking. This is in my Cyber Dream mug, which is my blog. You can ask Kelvin. He runs it for me. This is my Cyber Dream mug. And I have some like Drew Hacksworth
in there.
I actually have Drew Hacksworth beer glasses here somewhere, or pint glasses.
Dave, just come upstairs from the basement. Let's stop lying.
It's time. It's time we have an announcement, everybody.
Come upstairs. Come out of the closet. Get to it.
So, but speaking of hiding, like, so.
That was awesome.
I'm trying to keep this railed as much as possible.
It's not we're railing, baby. It's railing.
Railing so hard. So
there's a town in Kansas called Newton that their high school team is called the Railers because it's a big railroad hub and all their shirts are the Railers.
A lot of team pregnancy.
Sponsored by Pornhub.
Just so you know.
Like the Miami Arena was going to get sponsored by Pornhub too? No, was it Pornhub? Yeah, Bing Bus.
It's
right?
FTX. It's the same thing.
Bang Bus.
FTX will fuck you harder than anything else could.
So speaking of hiding, Matt. So Matt, this is the first time that like you come on as a guest, and you do look like you may be putting together. You got some Kaczynski vibes going on in your background.
You got the original G going on,
like Sesame Street G.
Dude's a total G.
It's not a G. It's a G and a J together.
Ooh, good job. So you have both. You have both pronunciations represented on your shirt right now.
That's a they them shirt.
Is it a GIF or a JIF? It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing on Matt's shirt.
It's a Glassjaw shirt, and I'm a little disappointed that no one else on the stream knows who they are.
I don't even know what that means.
He's saying that's the hipster. What do you expect?
Ray, what are we doing today? Were we going to talk about some stuff or what? What's going on?
I mean, so I was going to ask you, like, you have this all nice background, and we were going to do this whole thing where we ask and get to know you, and then the person that's supposed to run that segment just went to go refill. So now this is called vamping. This is where we take... yes. It's like Little Shop of Horrors, but, you know, different. So give me some background on your background. What's behind there besides the obvious bomb-making materials?
More bomb-making materials.
It's a bar oscilloscope.
Is that a lizard or a snake in your thing right there, dude?
Where?
Right behind your back. You got a lizard or a snake in there. What's in there?
Neither. That's an aquarium. It's got water in it. Snakes don't swim. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I definitely grew up in a state where snakes swam and bit you in the ass and killed you.
What?
Yes.
I've been reported too.
Yes.
Oh no, this is a tank I've had since like 1998. It's mostly plants at this point. I do a lot of really dense growing stuff. That's all it is. It's nothing terribly interesting.
I've never seen anybody grow marijuana underwater. That is awesome.
Bro, water weed's crazy. It'll get you blazed and soaked at the same time.
Water weed's...
You just straight bong right out of that, man. That's fantastic.
Bong right out of the tank.
Where's your bong? Just show us the bong. Just do it.
I like how everyone in the chat's talking about my shrimp right now. Everyone knows about the shrimp gang.
Right.
Snakes. Phil knows. Snakes.
The shrimp don't show up, but everyone sees the shrimp.
We haven't
everyone
played bong or dildo in a long time. I think it's time.
I mean, it depends on the flange base. Absolutely.
For safety.
No, but realistically, what do I have back here? I've got a ton of stuff back here. I've got a Synology with a bunch of stuff on it. I got a copy of Slackware Linux from 1996.
Look at this guy storing shit on his Synology.
I'm going to give that. I think I should give Slagle that copy of Linux just because it's so damn old. I think he'd love that.
I don't think he knows anything about Linux, so that would work.
Did the guy in flannel just say he has vintage Linux ISOs? Is that what just happened?
The guy in the flannels has been indicted by the federal fucking government. Yes, he knows a couple things.
Oh, speaking of Crosby, we might have to kick Ash out of the.
I'd rather Cros took Ashley's spot, frankly, so I could talk to him.
We've got all the important topics on this bookshelf. Literally,
Matthew is actually in Dave's basement, all the way on the other side of the room. There, so.
Hey, Dave and Corey, you broke another record. This was the quickest refill I had to do in a tech. So that's for you guys.
If you're under duress, blink three times.
See you in June at Casa Bonita. Or as Dave says, Casa Bonita.
ass up.
So yeah, Corey and Dave, thank you for coming on, guys. We're gonna kick you off.
Just
the
like
room.
That. Just like that. Just like that.
I mean, holy, you didn't have to go home.
Thank
because
you for
the hell out of
years
man.
Of service. Thank you for your years of service.
It's either 1.5 or 2.5 years. It's you've done some service.
Way to get us derailed.
Thank you for servicing the tech bars. I'm toasting with an empty glass. This is.
See you next
year. You guys are the OOGs.
Later, gentlemen. All right, Danny. We have this whole thing. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. What are we doing, Danny?
We got some talking points here with Matt Fox.
Talk to me.
So. Got here that marketing guy who is a bit out there, huh? Care to go I into guess. That?
Am I? I don't know.
I don't know.
Simon. You're definitely the most laid back and relaxed I've ever seen any guest ever. I want to give you that credit. Yeah.
I think it's I don't think I'm a guest. I think that's really what it is. You know?
Oh. Think about okay.
it. It's a little
Would you
hard
like to expand
like,
on that?
Oh. Huh.
I want to give you that pleasure. I think that's something that you've been waiting to do for maybe 8 months now.
Oh, is it? It feels like so much longer.
2.5 years.
It's been either 1.5 or 2.5 years. It's
and now I'm going to take it away from Ray. So guess what, guy? No, just kidding. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah. So that's cool. So,
hey, Danny.
Simon the
Danny,
fuck out of
Danny,
you.
Danny, check this out. Bye bye.
No, run, guy.
I've been bamboozled. This is why I don't give out admin as often. The reason Matt is able to do that is because this is the official announcement. He is taking over MMN starting next Monday.
That's Thursday. It. First thing we're going to do is change the abbreviation to LMN.
It really should have been M&M. Like somebody said it immediately after I registered it. And I'm like, fuck. That would have been so much easier to say.
No, it's gonna. I'm excited. You know, this is something you and I have been talking about for a very long time, almost on a daily basis. And you know, I've got the time in publishing at magazines and doing all the digital media work at different places. And between that and the experience in IT and working at an MSP for the past 7 years, I think it's a perfect storm in a good way. You know, it's not a perfect storm that's going to lead to power outages, but a lot of exciting things in the near future. And L. Copeland is exactly right with that. In fact, you know what? Hold on a second. Just because she left a comment, I'm going to show her that. L, your keyboard's done. It's just sitting underneath my desk. I'm going to have to get that to you pretty soon.
So Gorgeous. You have an unhealthy obsession with these keyboards.
I've got an unhealthy obsession with small electronics that I can take apart and make better. That's really what it is.
I like it. So I know this is the running thing between you and me, but to this point, can you tell me how many boards you've built up to this date?
Like within this year, probably 80 or 90. You know, I would say I'm so cute. And you know, over gosh, I've probably done another 50 or 60 over the years. There is a long gap between building of the boards and other stuff, but you know, I decided to start building them again for myself, and it just kind of became an obsession again. It's like getting back on nicotine or something. Like, you don't really mean to do it. It just kind of happens, and all of a sudden you turn around, there's like, you know, thousands of dollars worth of boards in your closet.
That is absolutely amazing. I say cool. this. Yeah.
I have fun with it.
How long do these boards take to do each one after you have the parts?
It depends. Like the split that's up on the screen. Oh, hold on. The board that's on there right now probably took an hour. That one probably took an hour too. That was just a quick upgrade from a decent board to begin with. And, you know, some of them do take a long time. Like the one I worked on over the weekend was probably 10, 12 hours worth of time. And I think some of you guys in the chat saw it coming together and actually just finished a new colorway for that one. So this is 1/2 of that board.
So pretty. Okay.
They are pretty.
Steven brings up a good point. He says, I don't think it's how many boards he's built, but how many people he's converted to building their own board.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people. Everyone, you know, it's almost like there's these different stages that people go through where they see a board and they're just like, that thing's ridiculous. It makes no sense. You know, and then there's another stage of just over almost anger that board exists. Like, why would a board exist that doesn't have numbers or special characters or this or that? And then there comes this stage of curiosity where people are like, okay, you're using it, you're typing, you're, you know, being really witty and kind of trash talking me as I ask you about these boards. So clearly you have to be able to type on this thing. And then the fourth stage is like, okay, can you make me one? Or, oh, how do I make one of these for myself? It happens. I mean, we saw it happen in Slack a couple of months ago when I showed that little tiny keyboard and everyone's like, you're nuts. And then 2 days later, everyone's like, hey, can you show me how to build that? It's what happens.
So, and that leads us into one of the very first things you already implemented at MMN, which even though you hadn't started at MMN yet, you've had your tentacles and giving us advice and, you know, my ear and Simon's ear and Danny's ear and Phil and all that, was the creation. You know, we have MMN Discord, LMNOP Discord, and we add a hobbies channel because we have hobbies and your shrimp house and your tech board, your keyboards and your million other hobbies. So I wanted to, you wanted a space to like talk hobbies and stuff. And I thought it was a great idea. So you've been sharing like board builds and got me into soldering again. And I have my little solder kits here.
I'm not going to be happy until at least 50% of the channel has like burnt fingertips, you know?
I mean, that seems reasonable. Not unrelated to soldering. It seems reasonable. So, yeah. We have Kelvin with his wiseness, because he's got the Viking beard and he's a most valuable person in many ways. He brings up this comment that we need a Goots board. Now, for those that don't know what a Goots is, we have brought on an expert in Gootsness.
Gootsology, yes.
Yes, Gootsology, exactly. We miss Ashley Gootsism. Cooper.
How you doing, Ashley? Ashley! I wasn't ready to be on yet. Hi.
That's how we do things. We wait till you're unready and then I'm ready. We wait
till you're unready. Ashley's getting a keyboard with a. Ashley's getting a keyboard with a Canadian maple leaf on it pretty soon.
Go Maple Leafs.
That's awesome.
Ray,
it automatically forces everybody to put "use" into their sentences.
Every time she tries to write "buddy," it actually says "guy" or "pal." It completely messes it up.
So Ashley, can you, I don't think we've ever had like a Goots centered conversation on Tech Bar. Can you fill in the group on what Goots is? I gotta stop drinking this thing.
I don't even remember like when it started. It was like earlier on in the year, but it was just a meme that was posted on Twitter that was like just this big, stupid, fat goose of a meme, and everybody just like, I found it really funny and everybody else also found it really funny, and I thought that was like the best description of our community, was like finding this meme really funny. And so now we've officially brought him on as our official,
he's the official MSP geek mascot.
Yes.
I love it.
And so and it's, I like went to this... some random store and I found this little, I think that this is meant to be like the one from like that knife game or something. But I found him at the store and I was like, he's just needs to be a little bit fatter, but I'm going to bring him everywhere I go. And I have, and he's become quite a celebrity now. So
that's the one that you see in people holding it like events and photos and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I was talking with Tom Watson, the other day, and I had mentioned that you sent me that photo, and it was the funniest thing. The look of surprise on his face, like, why am I holding this right now? It was so good.
That was most people. So, like, Gary Pika was actually the funniest one, because it was, like, later in the evening, and he was walking, talking to somebody else, and I, like, ran up behind him, and I, like, popped my hands on his shoulders, and I was like, Gary! And he's like, what? And then I'm like, hold this! And he's like, okay! And then I'm like, smile! And I just took his picture, and then I ran away again. No explanations.
Oh my god, if it's so easy to go to one of these conferences and have people hold random things, we gotta come up with better stuff than stuffed animals.
I don't know, I just like, at DattoCon, I just really wanted to like, make him go viral. And I did, actually, but not for that TikTok, it was the other one. The one where I had like, the, CN Tower in the background, but
so how much did the him showing up on the IT Nation Connect Tech Bar Live, how much did that help for Goots?
Oh, he's such a celebrity now, I love it.
I mean, can you bring up that TikTok? Yeah, there you go.
It's just like some people really played with it. I loved it.
There's Tom Lawrence. You got Jason and Tony, Dustin, aka
Tony
Alex, Mr. Tackler, Spooner. That's awesome. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a lot of Alex. That's awesome. Did everybody know who Goots was in these pictures?
A lot of people did. I actually, like, on the third day, had people coming up to me, like, there's Gary. It's so funny. He's like, what am I doing? I had people coming up to me being like, why didn't you ask me to take my picture with the goose? And then I had the one, I think it was that he had said to somebody else, so I heard about this after the fact. He walked up to somebody and he was like, I got my picture taken with the goose.
He's got his only Goots. He's got we've got Goots variations only of Goots. Like most vendors and people. It's an amazing thing. I love it.
Hey, just so, really quickly, not to take up too much time, but you keep talking about surprises, and I wanted to quickly surprise both Simon and Steven from OIT with a little something that we're going to build, because we were talking about keyboards. These little macro pads came from a guy named Andre off of Etsy in Wisconsin, and he builds them on his own. He fabricates them. And they're awesome. And I just wanted them to know that as soon as I'm there, we're going to get these planned. We're going to build, and we're going to build some production controls to help us improve the way that we do what we do on Tech Bar.
Ooh, look at you bringing the heat to MMN.
I'm going to be Mr. Wizard to this place sooner or later. Just wait.
And we are going to have video and live streams of absolutely everything you can freaking imagine.
I'm going to be freezing apples with like liquid nitrogen.
You're going to be Bill Nye the Science Guy for the tech space?
Yeah, you know? that was interesting watching him as a kid. All I remember
right, so,
apples, but I digress.
And Matt's official title at MMN is creative director. I know I didn't say that. I should probably, you know, add some clarity to that before I, you know, drink too much more chicken nuggies. We want to learn more about Matt. Ash, you've been on this on Tech Bar a few
and
times.
You've done
already.
This before. Yep.
You're a Tech Bar. I don't even want to say alum. What is it when somebody is already
always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Oh, what's the term for when someone goes back into jail? They're
recidivism.
Thank you, recidivism. That was one of the words recently, right?
Yeah. No, I was thinking emeritus, but okay, that works too.
If we count the number of appearances overall, I think that that Gavin might actually have me beat.
Yes. Well, because Gavin, you know, is always here in heart. He's been on every Tech Bar at IT Nation Connect.
He's been on everyone I've been on.
That's true. He was on the one with the Martin announcement. Actually, so were you, though. So, okay. So, but we want to get to know you guys on an even deeper level. Danny has a series of questions he wants to ask you to get to know you right here in the heart, at the heart of the Goots. What do you say, Danny?
I say, let's do it. I'm going to go around a little bit on these because actually I know you have played this before. So I'm hoping to get a question that you haven't done yet. So lightning round. Here we go. Quick question, quick answers. That's how it's going to work. So dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Call it out. milk chocolate.
Milk. Okay. Matt.
Ooh. I would have to go with dark chocolate. I'm the chillest person in the channel. It's already been established. Wasn't that already said 5 minutes ago? You're not going to get that fast from me. Come on.
The correct answer is whatever chocolate's available.
Bam. I love it.
All right. Favorite childhood TV show?
Oh, Mask.
Ghost Rider.
See? Ghost Rider? Like, Rider?
Yeah, like it was on PBS or WLNY.
I do remember that. That's what I'm saying. Because I first thought of, like, that Marvel show that they did Ghost Rider was in it. And okay,
Nick
never
Cage
mind.
Cage came to mind, the whole deal. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. All right. This is one that we changed a little bit because everybody picked the same one. And it mostly because it was creepy. So flying or super strength? Your superpower.
Oh, flying.
Flying.
That's what I would do. Yeah, see, flying's going to win all the time now that we made this change, I'm telling you. All right, Ray, you want to pick one?
No, go ahead.
All right, good. All right, this is the one that, okay, here we go. Last song you listened to, very simple.
Oh, Dang.
That's not simple.
No, it's not that. I'm trying to think if I should say it out loud.
Just say it.
It's just a song from The Locust, but the song's name is entirely too long and offensive. But it's a beautiful song.
I was like looking at my history. Something down tempo in lo-fi while I was working. I don't know.
Yep, I did the same thing. Actually, Wonderwall was the last song I listened to.
Wait, okay. Oasis is the last thing you listen to?
Anyway, yeah, here's
one. That's the problem. Is one of those radio things that you go, "Hey, 90s rock," and then somebody puts it in there, and you hear it, and you're like, "Okay, I heard it," and that's it. It is what it is.
I'm sorry.
All right, all right. So you know what? Holiday season, favorite holiday.
Arbor Day, and the last song I listened to is called Recyclable Body Fluids in Human Form.
I was going to say Arbor Day.
You were probably going to say Recyclable Body Fluids in Human Form as being the last song you listened to as well.
I wasn't going to say it.
You knew it, though.
So, do you see this? We have guest questions for Lightning
Round. Oh!
Ashley, Sith. Jedi or Sith?
Sith.
Ooh, neither. Matt? Neither. I could care less about Star Wars. I'm sorry.
You're allowed to not pick?
Yeah, hey, look, if someone's going to ask you Star Wars, that is anything.
That's starting next year. I'm sorry. It was great knowing you.
Matt, it's either A or B. You can't do neither.
Bro, see.
But hold on. I feel like if you're a true
Howard
Star
the Duck,
see your way out of it.
Howard the Duck is better than Star Wars or Star Treks, whatever it is.
Okay, I feel like if you're a real Star Wars fan, you look at that and you say only a Sith deals in absolutes. Personally, but you know, I'd probably go Sith too. Honestly, fuck it. It just looks
like a lot
of fun.
To be a Jedi.
Ooh,
it's a lot.
All
of
right,
work.
Ashley, this one's for you. I saw one up there. I saw one of the comments from Kelvin. Beards or mustaches?
Oh.
Keep in mind, everyone here has a beard. Just letting you know. So there
I think
is a
that beards
answer.
Can include mustaches. So
right. That's okay. Not a... Yeah.
Would you say Matt has a beard or a mustache right now?
He has both.
I say that his beard incorporates a mustache. Because there is, even though there's some that's longer, there's other pieces that are like connecting. Like when you're like filling in color in MS Paint.
Yes.
And you're if I were to like change the color, it would change the whole color. That's my final answer.
I didn't follow that at all. What was that?
Yeah, you lost me.
You know how when you're like filling in a color, if it touches like another like piece of, never mind.
Oh, and then
it's
like you're talking
about
like watercolors,
like,
right?
Like the color bucket in Photoshop or something like that, and it touches something that's okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, if you were to hit this with red, the whole thing would turn red. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. All right. Simon wants to go to the next game, but before we do, I have one more question. It's the last one. Favorite sauce?
Oh, sweet and sour, man. Sweet and sour, barbecue, anything that doesn't contain like buttermilk and dill is good by me.
You should tell your stupid ranch tooth to shut up.
You know what? Danny's got, he's got big ranch in his pockets. That's what it is.
I love ranch.
Big ranch.
All right. Yeah. So I'm told we actually have a game for mustaches.
Oh.
Simon, you want to come on and tell us what the hell we're doing here?
Yeah. So we're going to be doing Rate That Film, but this is going to be the mustache / beard edition. So it's going to be based on movies or shows that have just epic mustaches overall, like characters with epic mustaches overall.
And we're rating these in the number of sweet and sour sauces that they would get? Is that the rating system?
Yeah.
Non-standard measurement.
It could be. It could. I mean, it was going to be Rotten Tomatoes, but this could be Rotten Sauces or Rotten Chicken Nuggets.
And measurement and sauces sounds great. We'll just pretend it's part of the metric system.
I mean, if it's rotten sauces, that's ranch. I mean, that's what that is, right?
Ooh.
I mean,
so we're gonna rate it from sweet and sour is the top one. Barbecue has to be number two, right? And then honey mustard the third one, or what would be the third one? Ranch, like the least favorite.
One on my
plum.
I think we should just rate it out of like what are these out of 100.
Yeah, so this is based out of 0 to 100%.
All right, a relative so 0 to 100 scale. Perfect.
Sweet and sours. Okay.
Okay, so we have Miami Vice, Inglourious Basterds, the Quentin Tarantino one, and then Gangs of New York.
So is the
was there a non-Quentin Tarantino Gangs Inglourious Basterds?
I think the very original, which was like in 19-something, and then he made a remake.
I did not know that.
Well, and look at me, sticking the facts, I did my research.
In Inglourious Basterds?
He was?
Oh, yeah, he was in 1978.
Yeah, and then Eli Roth took the spot that Adam Sandler was originally going to be in.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Huh. I think that's some shit. Okay. Learn something new every day.
So now we've got these three. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Simon. What are we doing here?
So out of these three movies, which one is the top rated, sauce rated, and then which one is the least favorite for everyone? Miami Vice, Inglourious Basterds, and then Gangs of New York. Which I must point out, Epic Mustache on the Gangs of New York, the guy on the right.
Yeah, and I've the been guy kicked on the right. out of...
What's that guy's name?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Thanks, Simon.
Appreciate it.
Oh.
Like that. I was actually going to say Carpathia, so I'm glad that Matt responded because I was going to say something stupid.
I got kicked out of a diner on Long Island once for snapping a milkshake out of a friend's hand, just going, "I drink your milkshake!" And they didn't like it, so that's whenever I see him, I always think about that moment.
All right, so which one's the top movie out of this one? Matt, Gangs what do you say?
Gangs of New York, no question. That's an amazing, amazing movie. And there's lots of blood and butchery and stuff like that and great mustaches. And you got to think, man, it's kind of crazy to keep a mustache that long when everyone's doing all this gross, sick New York stuff at that time of, in the time of history. Inglourious Basterds was great, too. And Miami Vice wasn't a film. That was a television show, unless you're talking
about
Will
Smith. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, this is
already Fugazi.
Yeah. So what's going on? I feel like you're rigging
things. But that's not, Miami Vice could have been rated as a film? Is that like a gimme there then?
Yeah, if Miami Vice the film, I mean, it wasn't that great. That was on with Jamie Foxx and what's his name from SWAT, right?
Yeah, Colin Farrell.
Yeah, no, that's not even getting any sweet and sour sauce.
He's giving us a ketchup packet.
We need to clear something up here. Colin Farrell wasn't from SWAT. He was from Scrubs. Let's be real clear.
What?
All right. He was on Scrubs. He was a freaking guest on Scrubs.
I went to go see Regis and Kelly years ago, and he was one of the guests, and I stared him down. He didn't appreciate it. I was in the front row. Him and Gelman. Gelman didn't like me that much either. Anyways.
Okay. We have Steven saying Gangs, Inglourious Basterds, and then Miami Vice with the lowest sauce rating. Ash, what do you say? What's the top movie or show from these out of these three?
I'm going to be completely honest with you all right now and say I haven't seen any of these.
Oh, we're on the same boat.
Gangs of New York came out right before the period of time where I saw literally every movie that came out, but I did not see that one. And I never saw Inglourious Basterds because I decided it looked too silly and aggressive for me at the time. And then, that's the TV show of Miami Vice. So,
Inglourious Basterds. Go ahead.
I was going to say, based on the posters, we'll go with Gangs of New York for the ultimate sauciness.
Inglourious Basterds is definitely a movie to watch just to hear, I think it's Brad Pitt who says, "Buongiorno." At one point, he just says it's so ridiculously well that it's worth watching the movie just for that one moment.
I heard the funny story about how he actually ended up getting cast in that movie. And didn't Tarantino need to get him drunk and have him write it on a piece of paper in order for him to agree or something like that?
That's a pretty standard employment agreement.
He's like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm afraid it's going to tarnish my image. And he literally just liquored him up to get him to agree or something.
That work?
That's funny.
I mean, it's not the worst thing I've done while liquored up. There was that one time. I'm thinking Gangs is higher than I actually haven't seen Inglourious Basterds. I feel bad. I'm thinking Gangs is rated higher though because Gangs is freaking awesome.
It's Daniel Day-Lewis. I mean, come on, it's gotta have a high rating.
Gangs in New York was amazing.
And it's a guy that couldn't stay on a door on the water, and he fought a bear. I mean,
check it out. If, if Daniel Day-Lewis was in Airheads, it probably would have gotten an Oscar.
Or Idiocracy. Absolutely would have.
Okay, so we're all going with Gangs of New York is a top one. So we have Miami Vice coming in with 71% Sweet and Sours. Then we have Gangs of New York with 72% Sweet and Sours. And then we have Inglourious Basterds with 89%.
This game never makes any sense.
No, absolutely does. When did Inglourious Basterds come out? And when did Gangs
of New York? I think it was like 2009 or something like that.
Gangs of New York was
Ashley, would you like to expand on this statement that you put in the chat?
I was very in love with him after that movie.
That's fair. That's fair. He was the Ryan Reynolds of the time, sort of. I get it. So, all right, Simon, which one's the next one, dude?
All right, so we have another round.
The one with the beard and the one with the mustache, and that one doesn't win.
And Tom Cruise, are you going for Goose, who's not even in the poster? Is that what you're trying to do here? Like, I don't even understand. How is this mustache?
Yeah.
Not Tom Cruise is not the one with the mustache. There's someone in that movie with a mustache.
Someone. I know that. Goose. I just said it. Goose.
Goose. Okay.
Goose. 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 So remake.
We have the Bronson.
Can we get the song remade with Goots?
Yes, we can make that happen. Phil, make that happen.
This is a tough one. I mean, if you've never seen Bronson, you should, because it's an amazing movie.
Can you fill me in on what that is? I've never seen it.
It's kind of like based on a true story. It's this dude that's been in jail for like forever, and he was just an absolute badass. And it's a trippy movie to watch. I watched it with the flu like 4 or 5 years ago, and I have to watch it again because it was just. You ever been like sick enough that everything seems really interesting, no matter what it is? This movie was probably like the equivalent of most people watching like the Yellow Submarine for the first time. Like, I lost it. I loved it. But then again, it's not a very big film. I don't think it's one that a lot of people know as well as Pulp Fiction or Top Gun. And for that reason, I don't think it's going to have the same level of rating. I don't even think it was in theaters here in the US. So it's going to be Top Gun, Pulp Fiction, Bronson.
Ashley, have you seen any of these?
I've not seen Bronson, but I'll go Top Gun, Pulp Fiction. And then by default.
Yeah, I have not seen Bronson either. And I will still go Top Gun, Bronson, Pulp Fiction. I do not like that movie. I think it's totally overrated. I think Reservoir Dogs was a better movie. Nobody believes me. That's it.
Okay, so, but Reservoir Pulp Dogs Fiction, wasn't on here, though.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, everybody loves this movie so much, but, like, he made Reservoir Dogs before he made this, and Reservoir Dogs was...
Yeah, but Kaiser Soze beats both of them, so that's not...
You need to measure, compare... them. I think that you can love them both.
Okay, but like if you're going to pick a movie to watch one night, you're absolutely measuring, right? You're absolutely saying I pick this one, not this one.
Two movies and then pick one night and pick another night.
Oh, I'm definitely polyamorous when it comes to film. Absolutely, yes. I mean, I do.
Ray's out here multiplexing
between Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs. I don't think that I could put a favorite. I think that I like them both for different reasons.
Okay, but if you were going to watch one tonight after the show, which one would you watch first?
Subconsciously, probably Pulp Fiction because it's staring me in the face.
Because Sam Jackson? Yeah.
I would be all over Bronson.
Okay,
right
which
now.
Makes sense because the mustache in the movie, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm just all about the Royale with cheese. I think I'd probably, honestly, I'd probably watch Usual Suspects and then Confidence and then Reservoir Dogs and then. You know, Pulp Fiction.
Usual Suspects.
Personally.
Is
and then,
my
or maybe
one.
Kill Bill before Pulp Fiction.
If I were to pick one.
Usual Suspects is your favorite?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Simon. So what is it here, man? What's
so we have Top coming Gun in last with 58% Top Gun. Then we have Bronson with 76%. And then we have Pulp Fiction with 92%.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. All right, we're done with this game. We're done with
this
game.
Yeah, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. I don't want to talk movies. I want to talk more people. Simon, do we have anybody that can come on and like bring some like common sense to the show?
We actually do, and we have a very special clip that happened during our
show. Did anybody notice he just did this to me? Did anybody catch that?
No. What happens at the bar stays at the bar. That's one of the rules. So look, we have a clip that happened during our St. Patrick's episode, and we have our very next special guest coming up. So I'm going to play the clip, and then we're going to bring them back up.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Wait, is that Mahatma Gandhi and Adolf Hitler that I'm with? What are you happy
Charlie Chaplin.
I will not have anything to do with Charlie Chaplin. That's where I draw the line.
I'm getting this on Discord. I'm getting an alternate interpretation. I think Aaron may have taken out Bruce Wayne's parents.
I'm Joe Chill. Damn. My fist is so furious. It was like gunshots. I broke the sound barrier when I chopped him. Bam.
Wow. He's like, I'm not Joe Cool. I'm Joe Chill. Wow. That is awesome. Ashley, I love your... Actually, we just watched, speaking of like princesses and shit, we just saw Stardust last night. Have you guys seen that movie? No, it's with people. It's with Claire Danes. I'm like really Siskel and Ebert.
It's got some humans in it.
It's got some humans. They do speaking parts. I believe words. They pretend to be other people.
Emotions.
Yeah, there were some witches. No, it's got Michelle Pfeiffer. It's got whatchamacallit. It's got Claire Danes. It's very Princess Bride kind of movie. It's my wife's favorite movie. Watched it. It was freaking awesome. Thank you, Isaac. Somebody gets it.
There first time go. I was on, you guys all had headbands, and I didn't get the headband memo. And now this time you said the memo was fancy, so I figured I could solve for both. And now I have a fancy headband. And look,
very nice.
I didn't put batteries in it, so I just have the demo tester light up, but I can make it light up.
Ashley, that's lit.
Nice.
That's lit. I'm almost tempted to take the soldering iron out and make one of those for myself right now.
And then all you have to do is add like my elf ears from DattoCon, and I'm like proper.
And you're proper Lord of the Rings, ready to go. I love it. All right. Well Matt tries to solder something to his head. Ashley, thanks for coming on. We got some more
thanks,
guests. We
got to keep rolling.
We appreciate you. See you later. Exactly the same, Matt. Exactly the same.
Pretty much. Same thing.
Speaking of brightness, the man we're going to bring on now has the brightest smile in all of the channel. His eyebrows are on fleek. He's always in the yellow. He's my co-host
That's Tony. That's Tony. That's not Aaron. What? You said the brightest smile, but... Oh! Right on cue.
Aaron is dark. He is dark.
All right, Tony, so I guess...
Aaron's clearly in a dark mood. Good brother. So good seeing you guys. Oh my gosh. Wow. Aaron is just, man, his humor is dark, but he is dark today.
I love it because normally he's got that like stand up. He's got the mic. He's got the backdrop. He's got the lights. He's going to like sing us a song and like, you know, lullaby us, you know, into acquiescence. Like, I'd like to see him have a little bit of camera difficulty. Like he's working to get here, like putting some effort. I appreciate that.
I definitely appreciate that. Just for the record, I'm actually dressed to mimic the picture from the MSB Dispatch show. You're like, hey, try this. Just for everyone, like Ray has this. I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna be clear about this. So I got this new thing, and I'm like, well, shit. Now I gotta get the new thing. First off, I don't know anybody who's actually gotten a personal email from Elon Musk saying, hey, listen, do you have a problem? I mean, because I know
it's not that bad.
But Jeff Bezos is like, shh, let him keep buying. He's Amazon's best customer right now. Amazon's best customer. Elon, shut up. Dude, every time you do something, I'm like, I got to do that. So this one picture, that app that went crazy with everyone was the Lenza app. Hey, let's do this. So next thing you know, you got to find 10 selfies of yourself. And I take a pic. I'm like, yeah, let me just go find 10. I zoom in, crop out pictures. The pictures it produced were awesome. Other than
your pictures were amazing. Like your
I
pictures
just came out of Duran Duran.
Blue steel.
It was.
I think so. I don't remember who was Sobel or Karl Palachuk said, how do you get like the most handsome guy? And let's be honest, it's between you and Slunkin, right? But how do you get the most handsome guy in the channel to be a little more handsome? You put him through the fucking lens app. I do mine. I'm like, oh, I look like drunk Santa Claus, or I look like an astronaut. Fucking great. And then Tony comes out and he's like, hey there. How you doing?
It's like, what the fuck?
Actually, speaking of cool shit,
I have a funny feeling Tony started uploading the photos and somewhere there was an AI just like, I don't know what to do with these.
Like, yeah,
I don't know what to do. What? How do you fix perfection? What am I going to upgrade on this thing?
First off, stop.
For the record,
the freaking computer.
I have an inability. There's 3 out of 4 of us here that have the ability to have one of those. What's it called? Oh yeah, man hair on your face. This is like 6 weeks of growth. There it is, right there.
Oh my god, it's Mark Consuelos.
Oh, you're making me sweat. Anyway, so.
I feel speaking of, one of those should be on a building in Mexico City, just like on the
side. There's my Duran Duran picture.
That looks like it should be in the lobby of a 1980s hotel.
I saw that painted on the side of a building.
Oh my god!
People were rallying around to like coup against the government.
It was for like Tab Soda, right?
It's basically V for Vendetta, but T is for Tony.
Tab Soda. Oh my god! You're giving me sweat. I love you guys.
Tony, I gotta tell you, I'm sorry, dude. I got one more toy, dude. I got the look on the desk. I got go over to the DJ equipment. I got go over to the side. Yeah, I got toys, bro.
You got toys, but I did get the computer that you have. I got that right there, right there. Right. And it's awesome. Love it. Right. Yeah.
I like that. I like that because normally we're doing like, hey, Phil. and speaking of, okay, this is a very MMN-centric show because we not only have Mr. Tony Francisco, who's co-host of MSP Dispatch, but who has also been, Tony Francisco and Danny Laura have been on another show called 38 at 38, hosted by this guy.
Hey!
My man.
That guy.
Hey, how you doing, papi?
Okay, what are they?
Everyone, be quiet. It's me and you, Danny. It's just me and you.
I'm only looking at you right now.
That's
only looking at you.
If you feel Aaron's cloth right now, it feels like boyfriend material. Just feel it.
Yeah, I wore this belt just for you. No,
that is sexy. I like that you went full mustard on the blue purple velvet jacket.
Oh yeah, I don't play. I make my own rules. This is kind of like Michigan, right? Michigan State.
Blue and gold. Hey, Tony, I think Isaac is telling you have to get my panning, my PTZ camera. You have to buy one more thing. Sorry, dude.
Damn it!
Hey, Tony, I don't know. Did you see Kelvin real quick is asking for a new drinking word? He's saying poppy, huh? Or would you prefer, Tony, maybe Avast?
That's not Mexican. Poppy is too Puerto Rican. If I went you the other way, I got an orderly way. Like, way. That's like, you ain't getting.
Jefe. What about Jefe? Just go Jefe, boss.
Jefe.
Jefe? Yeah. Jefe.
That's legit.
Que onda count as one word? Que onda?
Que onda? It's kind of. In Mexican, yeah, that's it.
Órale, pues.
Órale, pues.
Hey, carnal. Que onda? Can we go back to those beautiful, beautiful portraits of Tony? I'm wondering, in the AI, how much did you guys have to like lower pouty lips? Like, less pouty. Dang.
I did it in real time with them on. I just kind of went through just random pictures and I cropped out like group pictures and it takes it and it does magic. Magic. Right. Absolutely magic. I actually print it out and put it in my face when I go in front of Kelly. I'm like, look at how attractive I am. Look,
it's like it's doing Kelly disservice because nothing's more attractive than that mug. All right,
you guys are okay.
Hold on, just a second.
Are you blushing? Stay. Sorry, down.
Tony just said, "You guys are too much. You guys stop.
Stop it.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, man, I haven't." We haven't talked in a couple of weeks from the first time we met. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I was doing well, and then I saw that jacket and was like, damn. I just
no.
I'm need
all right, Matt. I'm easy with the flirting. I'm right okay. here. No, dude.
So Matt gets Danny gets very jealous of the
Aaron. I mean, it's
so Matt said something earlier, and no one, everyone just blew by it. Danny said on the lightning round, he said, "Hey, favorite holiday." And Danny said, and Matt said, "Hold up, I wrote it down. I laughed and wrote it down." He said, "Arbor Day, and the last song I listened to was Recyclable Body Fluids in Human Form." And Ashley goes, "I was gonna say Arbor Day. Like no one, I laughed. Like no one's gonna talk about this."
I for sure thought
I'm like, they're gonna mention it before they bring me on.
Some of our guests take
can
notes
we just
now.
Imagine Aaron right there? I gotta write that down.
Hold on a second. Aaron, was Arbor Day something to do with one of the 38 jobs you've had?
No. Oh, well, landscaping. Oh, close enough. Nope. Yeah, close enough.
Teaser.
Uh oh.
We so I did find one more lens app picture of Tony. Here we go.
Is there a resemblance?
Hashtag no filter.
That's gorgeous. Hashtag no filter.
That is my wife brought it up the first time Tony did. We were watching. So the way we do it, we record Dispatch the day before, then Phil edits it and does all the stuff to make us look like semi-competent, which I appreciate, Phil. Thank you. And then I watch the editorial version to give the final approval before I go. So we watch it at home and put it on the big TV. And Michelle goes, "He looks like handsome Squidward," and I Google it, and I'm like, I can't unsee it. So I think that's fucking amazing. I think that's awesome.
I miss you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, not namaste, but what's the other new word? There's a new word.
Derailed.
Mm. Derailed. This is derailed.
Derailed.
An entire year has gone by, you guys. I'm so excited about this. And a new year's coming. It's going to be an awesome one. And you know what I think, Ray? We should have a private one, but I think it's really applicable to this particular audience right here.
Hold on. Give me a second. You wanted some private time? What can I do for you, bro?
Oh, hi. Hi. Oh, yeah. Hey,
damn you, Ray! Yes. Give me my Danny!
Oh, it's getting weird now.
Hold on, I do want to point out that I asked Danny if he was moving to Tampa for Tony or Aaron, and Danny would not commit to one or the other.
I understood. So. I, in the chat, I put both. Danny has to stay very political. I get it, Beto. I know where your heart is.
But so, Danny, yeah. You've been sexing me a lot. I just want to let you know that it's getting a little bit weird now. I just want to point that out. Hey, you're on mute. You're on mute has to be one of the keywords between us.
Kelvin said that. Kelvin said it's got to be mute. And I'm like, dude, you're on mute. The best part is we've recorded what 80 episodes of Dispatch, right? And so we see each other fairly fucking often at this point. And so we've recorded 80 episodes of Dispatch. The last episode we record, I'm talking and he's like, "You're on mute," and he's keeping a straight fucking face. And I'm like, "Am I really?" And I wasn't on mute. He tricked me. He fucking tricked me. Because for the other 79 episodes, I was on mute every day.
All the time. Every time.
So great.
Sorry, I can't hear you. You're on mute.
I'm telling you guys, I watch every episode. I'm adding the outtakes was...
Oh, man.
That's why I think Tony, Avast.
Avast.
Avast should be the word. One of the words.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite is like... Because... The way Restream works, you can't always talk when you're like in the green room. Like if I'm off camera, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I don't pay attention to it. I just talk. So Tony will be reading something and be like, "How do you pronounce this?" And I'm like, I'm answering him, but he can't hear me. And he'll be like, "Guys, help me." And I'm like, "I'm fucking saying it." And
are we talking about Avast as in the antivirus?
Yes.
Oh, snap. Give me a minute.
It's the Rodeo Drive of antiviruses.
You have to pronounce it.
Wait, so it's like Tony. How do you pronounce that? The spam filtering software that's kind of been making its rounds lately.
You're talking about Banana Man.
Banana Man.
But I don't even. I listen. I got to be honest with you. The last 2 weeks of my life, and we'll talk about it some other time, have been literally the busiest of my entire life. So somebody said to me, like, "Hey, listen, I can't believe you haven't replied to this." I'm like, I haven't been doing anything. My pre-populated posts from like 6 months ago that are posting now and make it look like I'm still alive. If those weren't there, people would be like, "Tony is dead. He's absolutely dead."
Drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, meow. Yes. And with that, I love that derailment. Hey, cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Mm-hmm. So the, you guys, this year has been absolutely incredible. And for those in the audience that are watching or have been watching or have not watched, and this is the first time, possibly the last time, you're watching an episode, you know, the MMN is amazing. MSP Dispatch 38 at 38 is incredible. I mean, there's so many collective shows that are coming together. The cast, the back production crew is unparalleled. It's amazing. It actually looks professional, which is weird. Now, that being said, you have true registered alcoholics working in front of a microphone, and it looks pseudo live, and it comes out incredible. The outtakes, though, my personal opinion,
it's awesome. And I think that's like what I'm most excited for Matt to see, as he like, because Matt's always been on the outside with a little bit of teasers on the inside baseball stuff. I don't think Matt realizes the absolute shenanigans he's walking into.
There was that one episode where I filled in for Tony because he was at a show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I started
screaming about how I'm still waiting for Microsoft Longhorn. And like, I lost my voice. As soon as I were done, I couldn't say anything for like another 2 hours because I kept screaming Longhorn. I can't wait to see how many magnitudes of orders of magnitude the bloopers and everything increase when I get there in 2023.
So you're saying we're gonna be worse in 2023. You're saying we're not having improved. What? Our bloopers are gonna be worse because
they're gonna be improved bloopers. They're gonna be bloopers that are educational, insightful, nice, enlightening.
Okay, okay.
Education alone is huge. You guys,
let's put it this way. Go ahead. Go ahead. No.
I was gonna say,
I need to pause the show for a second here, because Phil is trying to move in on my Tony. You need to back the fuck up. Right? Take that comment back.
There's enough Tony to go around.
It's enough with I'm in the yellow. With freaking Simon being like, "Hi, Dad," and like Danny moving closer. Like, that's some bullshit. I'm sorry, Tony. You were gonna say something like important or something.
No, the last few episodes, I've talked to multiple people about ChatGPT and giving demonstrations of it, writing actual HR letters that addressed actual employees that are unfortunately no longer going to be with the company, because I said, this is not right what's happening, but I'm not the one to make the decision on how to talk or how to articulate the letter. Let's just write it out here. Coming up with actual code in ChatGPT, coming up with answers from people that are extremely well respected in the industry on how to do a Linux share in a Windows SMB environment. And ChatGPT does it just like that. And they're like, "What the heck?" But it was from that article that actually inspired so many other people reaching out to me privately and talking about the very things. And they're going back to old episodes to ask me more about, "Well, what about this? What about this?" It is amazing. So I think this year has been kind of that, kind of the launch pad, for lack of a better term, of awareness of just a quick condensed version of something that has factual statistical information with, that's usually responded like, "Here's the factual statistical stuff." And then the editorial starts off with, "What the fuck? Oh, am I allowed to say that? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even."
Yeah, you
there's
can
no dolphins.
That. Yeah,
oh,
you are here.
Oh, yeah, there's no dolphins here, on this. Here,
yeah, yeah.
Dolphins on this
dolphins
one.
No dolphins alive?
That's another thing that's new, the dolphins.
What the fuck? So that show is incredible because of that. And this last 2 weeks alone have literally people have been, "Please, can you just talk to me about what you talked about on the show?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." And anyway, I'm really proud to be part of this. And this next year, I'm really looking forward to. So Matthew, I'm excited and yet scared of your presence.
I'm psyched about it. I'm really, really excited. And it's the first time I'm going to be doing anything that's publishing or editorial related for some time. And I'm excited about it. You know, I'm almost tempted to show you guys a photo of me when I used to work in magazines before any facial hair was even on my face, when I was a baby.
What type of magazines?
The kind you have to pay at least $4.95 a month for.
Exactly.
I mean, so okay, so that brings up a good point, because I want to. Matt was very clear. He doesn't want to make the whole episode about him because he's that kind of guy that, like,
yeah, but I've already started, so stop
in
it.
In the limelight.
No, but like, I don't know what I should say. Like, hey, Matt, that was beautiful, Tony. Hey, Matt, it's going to be cool knowing you, getting to know you. Like, that was set. It almost seemed like it was planned out. It was beautiful.
Hold on. We're almost set.
No, it's whatchamacallit. It's absolutely one of the things I love is that. And I think Steven brought it up perfectly. Steven says, oh, I know Linux. I can do Linux shares. Is one of the most amazing things that's happened to me over the last 2 years is I've been able to hold on. Let me get you big screen. Yeah, go ahead. You do it, Simon. Is I've been able to bring on really awesome people so that I can just do the stupid shit.
Look at that looker.
Yeah, he's a sexy boy. And he's
Tech stuff. So it's going to be fun.
So that's what I'm looking forward to, that Matt's going to be able to take over MMN doing all like the hard shit and the cracking the whip and doing all. So Tony and I and Aaron and like Danny, like we can just be the idiots we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
let's be honest.
I love being someone that could be an individual that frees up resources for jackassery. I think that's fantastic.
I like that. I like that.
Unleash the jackassery.
Put that on your LinkedIn right now. You put that on LinkedIn.
That's Director of jackassery.
Yeah. Well, going back to what Matt said earlier, it's like you guys are growing when you're doing the show and you know it's not live, that it's pre-recorded and all this stuff. But a perfect example is the outtakes. So you guys did your outtakes, but as the outtakes move forward, you're already saying, oh, I messed up, put it in the outtake. And it's actually you saying putting it in the outtake is already going into it.
So, okay, no, hold on. We actually don't tell Phil ever to put shit in the outtakes. Those are his and Simon's decisions, absolutely. We have no input. Now, we realize that when something fucks up.
Especially on Avast. Go back to the Avast episode.
No, we know when something goes wrong, like Tony and I will get the same face. We're like, oh, shit, that's going to go in the outtakes.
Because you know. But they put that in because it's recorded.
Well, no, Phil has absolute autonomy on what goes in the outtakes. I don't ask him at all. I don't tell him.
No, Phil is like the dog under the table when you're eating. And just sitting there, just waiting, and scraps falling. And there's once in a while, Ray and I will just dump an entire plate. We're like, ah, and Phil's like, and we're like, there you go, Phil. Good job.
All right, then you know what? Being that we're saying things about Phil, I got to say that meeting Phil in the beginning of the pandemic was probably the best thing in the world because look what it led to.
Phil is awesome.
I met him after he did a music video about hanging out in a ball pit at McDonald's. And I sent him this thing with my Amazon Alexa device telling me I was going to have chicken nuggets for dinner. And that's how everything started with him.
And, oh, that's a beautiful dovetail.
If it wasn't, it went back to chicken nuggets, man.
Oh.
So, and for those who don't know, like, Phil has his history with us. So he did the music for Jurassic Sock. He did all the audio for that. He did the Tech Bar theme. He created that himself. and he was doing that as contractor because Matt had connected us before Phil joined the MMN team a couple months ago, but probably half a year ago at this point. So Matt's been like building up MMN like from the sidelines. You have no idea.
I know Matt's master.
Like, stop talking about me. I'm sorry, dude. You're awesome. My bad.
That's all.
While we're praising Phil, I do have to say Phil is freaking amazing. And I feel so bad for him because of me, because everything goes in. It's pre-recorded, but I'm like, I'll just go off on a tangent or say something dumb, and I'll say, Phil, you're keeping that in. And I know Phil's like, I just want to edit that, please. I'm like, no, all the dirtiness, all the mess, you know? No, he's absolutely great, though. It's phenomenal. Yeah. Love
him. Hey, guys, I'm going through the comments here, and Drew Hackworth. Tony is why I know I need to wash my ass if I'm ever involved in BJJ. I don't know how that one slipped by everyone, but what is happening in the comments?
I mean, but that is true. You are the reason I know how to change the drain in the bathtub and to teach my children if I need to teach them. You're the reason I know that if I were ever to fight, regardless of how big and badass I think I am, I will get my ass kicked by someone that at least 300 pounds smaller than me.
And you also know in order to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you have to be a minimum of 12% gay. You have to be
right.
At least 12 to 17%.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yes. Oh my God, that was, yes. The 12%. I forgot the 12%. Yeah. And it's rises.
Minimum 12. Yeah. Anything past 17% gets a little bit awkward.
Was the bad guy from John Wick 3 a Brazilian jiu-jitsu artist, or was that something else he did? I remember in the early 90s, he had a movie that was like about martial arts, right?
Well, the Asian guy at the very end in...
Mark Dukakis or something like that's his name?
Yeah, I don't know.
He did a movie about capoeira. That's what it was.
Capoeira. Okay. That's Brazilian.
Yeah.
And Brazilian jiu-jitsu was kind of involved in all of John Wick's flicks, but it's an amazing sport.
I mean, I know Ashley's kidding about John Wick 9. I would absolutely fucking watch John Wick 9.
John Wick 9 is the one where we find out that Carrot Top's an assassin.
Right.
Okay.
Running
okay.
out of actors.
If Carrot Top was an assassin, would anybody be surprised at all? Like, anybody?
Oh no, he's funny. The Orange Death.
Real life.
I mean, especially so roided out. He's so like, Jesus. He's a terrifying dude.
He's going to date a carotene and eats his 6 feet in the ground. It's going to be ridiculous.
Is the John Wick franchise going to go the way of like the Fast and Furious franchise, where it's just far more ridiculous? Like every movie, just
You know why it can't be though? Because I've never heard John Wick say, "I won because of family."
That's true. No, he's like, "I won because of this dog."
No, I won because of my dog. Exactly. Yeah. So, what's
and
more
my car
ridiculous?
And my wife and. Friends, he's really not that much of a loner when you think about it, right? I mean, he's got like a big social network and everything.
He had like 500 friends in MySpace. It was something. It was impressive,
right?
But that's a good point though. He's supposed to be this loner living by himself, completely isolated from the outside world. But everybody in the world knows who he is,
and
so...
they're all friendly and love him. And he's like,
right?
Hey, it's a pleasure to meet you. Oh, nice seeing you again. They're like, oh, John Wick, be careful. Like
he always has like one person willing to break the rules to help him out. Like,
and then all of his boys are out. They're like, "Sorry, John."
I just like John Wick, like Mark Rober.
Here's the coin you owe me.
Yeah. But Mark Rober became famous because someone stole the package off of his porch. So he's like, "I will create an exploding package." And John Wick became famous because someone killed his dog. It's like, hey, this one thing. Kind of makes you in
so,
life, you know.
Find a dog on a front porch, kill it. Success.
And that brings up a good movie, though, right? Like, because you've seen like the feats, you've seen the stories where like the mom, like the adrenaline gets going. She got the incredible strength. She lifts up a car to save her baby. I'm like, I'm not the most athletic person in the world. In my older age, I used to be more athletic, but I know if somebody threatened my Bella, who's right here, right there. I would absolutely go John Wick on some shit. As Elle said, dogs play a key will do anything for dogs, and that's correct. Absolutely. I agree with Elle 100%.
I also am going to say that I feel like a moment of adrenaline is how the Kool-Aid man managed to get through his first wall.
Oh, yeah.
A little meth. Yeah.
That wasn't paid. That wasn't prepared. That just happened at the moment.
He got a little out of pocket.
Sugar. They weren't adding sugar. It was another white powdery substance.
No. Well, okay. So I'm thinking somebody put some rum in the Kool-Aid, right? And he went through a wall and he was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, this is my superpower. And then, like, that's the origin story of like Marvel's Kool-Aid man. I don't know. I assume he's a Marvel character at this point.
Yeah. He's going to be in MCU phase 6 or 7, I think, right?
Yeah. Deadpool 91. Yeah. He'll be there. He'll be there.
Like, he busted into a bank or something. And then it was like, oh, yeah. And it was like, oh. And then they caught that on camera. And then that's what they played.
That became his thing, and that was it.
That's his thing. Oh yeah,
he's only done it once.
Only done it once.
So Drew Haxworth, and that's the proper name. It's Drew Haxworth. He keeps misspelling it. Not a movie. I'm gonna take a minute to pimp a show. And he said this like on three different groups we're in. So I know he's really in love with this. Is he wants you to go see Alice in Borderland season 2 is out on Netflix. Yeah. So.
Ray, I actually brought that up because after we watched Squid Games, Brady and I, we watched season 1 of Borderlands, Alice in Borderlands, and it was really good. And then the second season just came out now.
Oh, now I need to ask, what is it? Let's just for everyone's edification, what is it?
Have you seen Squid Games?
Yeah.
Okay. So Alice in Borderlands, similar.
Spoiler alert.
Asian production. I'll keep it simple. Think of a city that is like the Hunger Games. I think that's as vague
Chicago,
as I could get.
Detroit. Where do we?
That's as vague as I could get. That's as vague as I'm going to get because I don't want to spoil it. But Hunger Games in a city.
Is it all subtitles?
Only, We do the English dub because it's kind of funny, you know. What are you doing?
Because
it's kind of funny, but still. But yeah, no. But you can do subtitles if you want. But that's as simple as I'm going to keep it.
So okay. South Central LA in the 90s. Got it.
Mm. Yeah.
Times Square. Except
this is like
in the 70s.
Probably a bigger Asian city because it's an Asian city, and you could tell
Tokyo. But in the 70s.
No, bigger. Shanghai. Let's go Shanghai. Let's do that. It's a big city. It's
Moscow. Russia. Asia. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. For all the comments, where are all these comments coming from? There's so many comments coming in, you guys. How do you read them all?
I just got mesmerized by Aaron's listing of random words.
The Hunger Games for the adults. Hunger Games for the adults. Yeah, I mean,
you're saying,
dude, I'm
literally Tokyo.
Nobody's seen it. I'm trying to keep it very like.
It's literally Tokyo.
it is Tokyo. Right.
Oh, it was Tokyo.
Okay, so now I got
to
watch.
Sorry, Drew. Not all of us have been to Tokyo.
Not all of us have seen Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. Are you saying Drew noticed landmarks? He was like, yeah. That's Tokyo.
Hey, he was Drew, like, hey, I've Drew. Been to that Drew, deli yeah. before. Yeah, that's nice, Tokyo.
Nice flex, Drew. We appreciate that.
Drew knows about Beaver, West Virginia. He knows all about everywhere. So, yeah, Drew's geographically brilliant, just so you know.
Is Jason Slagle in here, too? I see Jason Slagle commenting.
Damn,
yeah, Jason Slagle said he couldn't join because he was out to dinner with family. And I'm like, you have a cell phone, right? And then
it's
suddenly
the
he's in the chat.
I know.
So now I feel bad because I think Heather's like, I think his wife is like, why aren't you paying attention to me? And he's like, because Ray said I had to be on the tech bar.
What?
So what? I apologize.
A family member is proposing.
Should we bring in our other guests as well?
Yes.
Seeing as, you know, the time.
Yeah, so we both.
I mean,
Simon's the guest.
Surprise!
You got a guest to you, sir.
We do want you guys to guess who the next guest is. So we're gonna bring in a game. It's called Guess That Beard. You're gonna have to guess who that last person, who our final guest is.
I know. Someone who drinks exquisite alcohol and smokes exquisite cigars and has too many nice cars.
Actually,
he's a dog featured in the office.
So he is somebody that always gives me shit for my special bottle. So, and I brought this just for him.
Okay. Some people are saying Keith.
Keith.
So we're bringing Santa Claus into the tech bar. What's up, Keith?
And there he's got a cigar. Look at that. Dude. I called it.
You did.
It's touché. Huh?
It's a salad.
Good seeing you, man.
Oh, it's a rolled up vegetable.
You're on mute. That's the word. You're on mute. Just so you know.
You guys are going to get drunk. I'm going to get diabetes off this thing.
Oh yeah,
I want to share what I'm drinking. I'm drinking a little bit of this cough syrup. I'm a little sick today, so.
Oh, you got the scissor?
Damn,
this is my sipping on his Vicks.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I'm all about that Robitussin.
If you're ever sick, just remember, alcohol kills germs. Just think
that I've drank already like a pint. I've already drank a pint, so straight rubbing alcohol. I feel great.
There you go.
Keith, did you see I got this just for you? Just because I knew you were going to be on today.
That is nice. Good deal.
So how you good doing, Keith? Thanks for coming on, dude.
Doing great. We're doing I don't know if you happen to see my video I posted. We're doing great things with the Nehemiah Project. We're buying our second home for aged out foster youth, and we're getting them involved in tech careers, and it's really awesome to see people become empowered that society has maybe not paid enough attention to.
I love that. You are always doing amazing things. You are always like setting the bar for how we can give back and take care of others. I definitely appreciate you. I've said this before. Keith is, you have that, the devil on your shoulder. I like to call him Tony. And then you have the angel on your shoulder, which is like, hey, you have some free time. Let's go like take care of others and let's go do these awesome things. And that's Keith. And so you got the big beard, you got the little beard, right? You got the sombrero.
Ooh.
Did you know that Simon took my sombrero and he's never given it back? I'm just saying. Oh. Yeah. So.
Well, that's like, the only reason Tony would talk to him again. That's why. So he had to do it. You know, just for family, he had to do it. For family.
For family. But that's awesome, Keith. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
Like, you know, that's a good one.
Oh, what? Oh, he disappeared. Tony, what did you do? Oh.
That's gorgy, guys.
You're on mute, Tony. Man. You're on mute.
We need to get like a Martin Short cameo to get the whole Three Amigos thing going on here.
Right? Simon, you've been in the backstage of Dispatch. You're a technical producer for Dispatch. You know damn well you don't say you're on mute. You say he's muted again. He is muted. That's the shit that Tony does to me every fucking
all the time. That is policy.
He's on mute.
It's all about the drink. So Keith Kelvin that is drinking White Russians. So I don't know if that's like code for something because his wife is a beautiful Russian woman who I had the chance to spend time with him and his wife at Acronis a couple weeks ago, and they are amazing people. But Kelvin wants to know what you're drinking, Keith.
Nothing alcoholic, blueberry iced tea because I have an important job tonight.
Okay, what's that?
There's a Cowboy game on, and I have to post in Facebook on every play.
Oh, that's important.
I literally have to drink to watch Dolphin games, so we're like Uber opposites. Oh. Trust me.
It's America's team.
I thought, what is it, Philadelphia Eagles? I thought they were America's team.
No, that's yeah, it's City of Brotherly
Love. Keith, weren't we talking about that just a few hours ago?
No, the
actually, the Eagles, I would hate to say it, but wouldn't you say the Patriots are America's team? You know, Patriots.
No, nobody claims them. No,
this is a Raider Nation, guys. This is the Raider Nation.
No, of course.
And I'm kicked off the show forever.
No, it's fine.
And scene. I mean, we've had strikes before, never for like shit we said. It's usually for music. If anybody wonders why we don't do music anymore, but all right, Keith, you said your daughter was on. I know your daughter's been on everything. She has an illustrious career, but she was on SWAT also with Colin Farrell.
Oh wow!
Yeah, she was. If you watch the movie during the where they apprehend a limo of kids going to prom, and they pull out the prom queen, that's my daughter.
Oh, that's the scene where there's like they have to blow through the grate, and they get through the grate, and then the limo's right there. That's towards the end. That's pretty cool. Oh wow!
Yeah, I was there when they crashed the plane. Just because like I know people on the set. Yeah.
Third Avenue Bridge or whatever.
It's
called.
Oh, when they were coming in for landing.
That's so
yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and that's easily one of the most impressive things about Keith is that he not only knows. Like, he'll tell you, my daughter's been in this, my son did this. Like, he not only will tell you what his daughter's been in, but he will tell you the scene that they were in. Your daughter's been in a lot of shit. Go ahead, Keith, say it. She's been on Dancing with the Stars.
No, that's my other daughter. That's my youngest daughter.
Right.
The reason...
He has a family of freaking amazing people.
The reason I know is I'm this overprotective father who actually would drive my daughter to the set because I didn't trust Hollywood. And I would sit in my car doing my work on my laptop because so I was with her like on American Dreams when she was on that show. I would go all the time and finally Dick Clark actually told me, goes, you can come sit in the extras tent because you're here all the time.
That is like dad mode 100. Yeah, that's like you're just the best dad.
That's amazing.
So many parents, I'm sure, would be like, you drop off, you go do your thing. You were there. That's awesome.
Good also, but even that's having awesome. Him invite you in, I mean, that's access to a craft table. Right. So, I mean, that's a bonus right there in itself.
Right? That's what I'm looking at.
I was sitting there at the craft table, and these two people are in the room, and the one girl introduced herself as Michelle, and the other guy says his name was Ray or something. And I go, and I'm talking to him. They go, what are you doing here? Are you an extra? I go, no, I watch my daughter. And the guy was going like, that's so cool. And so they went on stage and all the background came out and said, do you know who you were talking to? I go, yeah, Michelle and Ray. And they go, that's Michelle Branch. And that's Usher.
That is awesome.
And I go, are they famous? They go, yeah.
Was he moving like this? Was he moving like this no, the whole time? Is that how you...
he was like kind of soft spoken, and he was really going like, you really drive your daughter all the time. You're that guy, and I go, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm that stupid guy.
That's I aspire to be that. I aspire to not hold. That's so cool because so many either I hear the other side. Maybe just oh yeah, you go do your thing, or no, I'm not getting you involved in that. But no, you're like, you can be involved in it, but I'm going to be involved with you. That's don't sell that short, Keith.
Well, I try and be the opposite of Tony, where he
right,
where
right.
He actually is. Yeah, he actually, and then the kids he has around, he enslaves them. So
first off, there are no child labor laws in Mexico. I just want to point that out. So
Florida. Yes, Tony, there are. There are. We keep telling you, yes, there are many laws. You have to obey them, please.
Lo siento, pero no entiendo.
No hablas.
speaking of habla, Danny, do you remember when we did the skit where we had to pronounce words in Dutch when we had the family episode?
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, it was painful. So Kelvin and Elle have been having this conversation about some words in the chat. Matt, since you're the newest here, I want to give you this opportunity. Would you like to try to pronounce that? And when I say would you like, I'm asking you. It's not an ask. Just pronounce it.
What if Matt's like, no. No, would not like to.
No, and this is coming up at next week's staff meeting. I'm making notes of this.
Hold on 1 second. Well, I got the in on director of people.
Hey, so I think I figured out a new word that we should be using for drinking. It's insubordination.
Tony, this is your chance for redemption, sir. This is your Avast.
What is?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony.
Yeah, difficult. Le bleu vas. La le bleu bla la ya.
Okay.
Yeah. Lou, come on, people.
I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds beautiful coming from you.
Yeah, you.
And I want to say I appreciate that Kelvin is even in the chat right now because it's like 2 a.m, 3 a.m. over there in the Netherlands. So thank you for that, Mr. Tegelkroar. So yeah, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, but. Yellow, blue, blue.
This is why I don't do subtitles, because this showed up when I was watching season one of Alice in Borderlands, and I didn't even know what it was. Give me the dubs. Always the dubs.
You know. There's a Dutch word Simon knows. He knows sketcha, right?
Ah, sketcha.
Sketcha.
There you go.
He got so excited, too. You saw him?
Oh, that's awesome. Didn't Kelvin move to U.S. time? No, but Kelvin will be a right of boom with the rest of us. So,
oh, wow, cool.
I'm looking. Keith, are you going to Ride a Boom in February?
I'm not sure. Last when I looked, the hotel was all sold out. I was late.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going. So let me know if you're going to go, so I know if I need to cancel or not.
I'm going to Chicago for CompTIA something.
Oh, I'll be there. I will be there in CompTIA. So I'm trying a new thing. Kelvin says it's pronounced yellow blue bus. Blue bus.
What?
Okay.
Keith, you're a man of the world. You want to go with whatever this word is?
That's a piece of furniture.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure that's an IKEA like shelf. Yeah.
That's probably what I say when they give me too many parts that don't fit. Yeah.
Oh. And Wes Spencer will be at Ride a Boom. Ride a Boom's going to be awesome. I'm going to Ride a Boom myself. I'm very excited for Ride a Boom.
But that's for all you real smart guys. You know, us remedial guys have to go to the slower event.
Oh no! I take Jack. So I have one of my engineers going to do these sessions because he's smarter than me. And then Simon and I will just be doing Simon and I things. Oh, actually, Ashley brings up MSP GeekCon. We have MSP GeekCon coming up. MSP Geek's 10-year anniversary and very first conference, May 21 through 23, at one of the Rosens. I'm apologizing.
In Orlando.
Yeah, one of the Rosens in Orlando. One of the 19 Rosens in Orlando. It's the Fast and the Furious of Orlando.
That's right. All on the same road. All on I Drive. Right next to each other. Multiple, yeah, right next to each other.
Oh, dude.
I gotta tell you, I'm actually pretty excited about MSP GeekCon. I mean, you know, I did the hands-on IT thing years ago, maintaining, running departments, the whole deal. And I feel like if I had some more peers that were around my age and some more guidance from people that were more seasoned, I probably would have done a lot more in that area and I would have really enjoyed it. So I think it's just fortunate for folks that are of a younger age now to be able to be exposed to things like that. And I mean, the entire conference really is about elevating the skills of like service line workers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is the, it is the first conference I've ever seen dedicated to the technician's journey, like all the way from, you know, the beginning to late stages, like all the way. Jason is on the planning committee with me, where we're, you know, and Elle is on there too, and Kelvin's on there too, where we're helping like plan this thing. So I shouldn't say the I said one of the Rosens, so it doesn't count yet.
Jason, there's like there's like four of them in Orlando, bro. It'll be okay.
So I have a special guest that even Simon didn't know was going to come on, Mr. Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Hey guys,
Kelvin.
What's
go
up,
to sleep.
Brother? How you doing?
Oh wait, sorry, Kelvin, was this the ominous message where you said you were coming after me? Is that what this is?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you drinking, Kelvin? You still doing White Russians, or
what
are
you
doing?
I'm making a new White Russian. So give me a second.
Nice. Well, and that's the thing. Like, I would love to do mixed drinks, and Danny and I've tried it like on the show, but like it is so like it takes away time, and we're not coordinated enough to make the show.
We need to get a bartender on the in the budget for next year. There needs to be a bartender.
You go.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Simon can go to bartending school. That becomes a segment of content.
That's right.
How beautiful would that be?
Simon, I will go ahead and apply now. Yeah, Simon, apply now. Hey, Kelvin, I feel like I need to apologize to you. So the first time I met you, it wasn't in person, but I was watching the video you were on, and I kept commenting in the chat, and I kept calling you everything except for Kelvin. Like, I was calling you Calvin.
I know.
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
I know. It's okay. It's okay, Dom.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Yeah. So I have been practicing flair bartending on my personal time, and I suck at it. So so you know. But Simon, you can come practice.
Guys, I can't confirm. He is not good at it. I can't.
Oh no, I'm so bad. I'm not coordinated at all.
He looks like Leslie Nielsen reenacting scenes from Cocktail.
Nice. Yeah, buy that new machine that just makes the drinks for you.
And don't call me Shirley. No, that is, oh my God, you're talking about the little Keurig bartender. Yes. That is such garbage. Those drinks are so bad. No, man.
Are they?
No, wait. Yeah. Have you had it? Have you had it?
Yes. For real? Yes, I've actually, yes.
So, you went to, when they were doing the demo at like a Total Wine or
no,
something?
No, I have friends with them. And like, I just, no, you can make a fresh drink so much better. Absolutely so much better. I mean, and Tony knows, because Tony will hang out with me and he will ask for a drink. And then if it's not exactly perfect to the ingredients that he's asked for, he will chase down the waitress and go make sure.
I have standards. I have standards. But here's Ray. That's okay. I'm like, what?
No.
The margarita at this Applebee's should taste like the margarita at every other Applebee's I've been to.
Exactly my point. Exactly my point.
I'm not tasting the right notes.
This, yeah.
But Tony was so excited. He was like, it's this ingredient. And he like, we get it. And he sips it. He's like, no, this isn't it. I'm going to go have her drink and make it again. And he goes, don't drink it. And I'm like,
He literally tips it back. I can't even explain to you. It was almost comical how he just kind of went with two fingers, because his big hands, Ray has big hands. And he goes like this. And so I'm holding it. It's like a pint, you know, for me. And he's got two little fingers, like a thimble. And he goes, all done. He goes, wasn't that bad? And I'm like,
yummy, yummy.
Tony's handing me a cup. He's like, here you go. And I'm like, okay, here you go. Thank you.
I asked for a drink, not a shot.
That's exactly what it was like. And I was like, that was the most emasculating. Because I was like, hey, we're going to have a drink for a little. Oh, that was not even like mouthwash for you. Okay.
Yeah, Ray's like, Tony, when you flag down that waitress, can you order another one of those for me? Thanks. I appreciate that.
No, we got three more because we had two. She brought one back and I still, it's still the same. So we had three drinks. So
see,
we got
and I feel more. Like my brother Drew gets it. He goes, it's alcohol. It's okay. It's like...
No, I get it.
You guys are too uppity.
Red, I pretty good with drink mojitos.
Like I won't.
I said you guys are too up at high class for me. I just have a little Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville blender in my ghetto here, and that's what I use.
Do not right. So, Jimmy Buffett, sir.
Meanwhile, Keith has this like beautiful cabin that like is a ski resort, but you know we'll talk about that. So, Kelvin, can you tell us how to properly say yellow blue bus?
Yellow blue bus. It's yellow blue bus. The words are actually exactly the same as yellow blue bus in Russian. You actually have another one, and that's a bit more like you need to drink about this much of the bottle. And at that moment, you'll start talking like an actual Russian. You'll get a Russian accent. It's, for example, Coke dealer, which is, how are you? Coke dealer, as in a guy that deals Coke?
Uh-huh.
Coke dealer.
Okay, I can rock it.
It's the exact same thing. So with a lot of Russian words, you can actually use like these little English pseudonyms. It's a lot of these tiny little things like my own ass is mayonnaise. My own ass. It's just little bridges.
My own ass.
I would like to point out for just a moment that it's clear that Russia did not have Coke dealers before America. I just want to point that out, or at least before England.
Exactly, they didn't.
So I learned this week. I was watching some YouTube videos because I'll be honest, I've done nothing productive at all this week. Says very my good. EA, absolutely, I'm driving her nuts because I've done nothing productive. And she's like, "We got to prepare the restaurant for Ride a Boom. We got to do this." And I'm like, "Those are Monday problems." But I watched a YouTube video instead of being productive, and the guy was talking about how to properly say Michael Caine, the actor Alfred. You know Michael Caine. Kingsman, Arthur. So he says to say it the way he says it, you say my cocaine, like my cocaine.
Yeah.
You go, my cocaine. And yes, thank you. Yes, thank you, Ashley. She gets it. And so we were watching Kingsman last night before we watched Stardust, because that's how my wife and I get down. You know, my son was at my mom's for the night, and so we did something incredibly romantic. We sat in bed and ate takeout and watched movies all night.
But isn't that the best? But isn't it's that the fucking best? That's you and your it's wife.
Absolutely,
and you're like,
the best.
Oh, you got something on? Just wipe it off with the sheet. We'll do laundry tomorrow.
Well, fuck it. We'll take the whole sheet and throw it downstairs for the laundry. Like, fuck it. We don't care.
That's the best, man.
Oh, man. Yes, Muppet Christmas Carol. We watched every Christmas show. Very good. Absolutely. Goots cocaine. So, yeah. So we watched Kingsman before we watched Stardust. And yep, yeah, good Stardust. Times, man.
That's a. I haven't met anyone else who's seen Stardust. I love that movie. I absolutely has
it's,
anyone else.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's Michelle Pfeiffer's in it. I mean, you can't go.
You got Catwoman. You got You got from the Fockers. I can't. I'm forgetting his name right now. But Casino. Help me
Robert
out, dude.
Robert De Niro.
De Niro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got De Niro in it. You got great fucking actors in this movie. It's amazing.
You can't.
Hey, Ronaldo, what's up, dude?
Oh, yeah. You can't take it too seriously, you know, for what it is. You know, it's just it's a goofy, you know, movie. It's great.
Dave says he's trying to find a new Michael Caine dealer in Colorado.
Oh, Michael Caine dealer. What if it was Michael Caine? That would be great.
He's Alfred. It's fantastic. Yes, that's right. Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Araldo. So I'm watching the entire fucking movie, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, he's recognizable. I know I've seen him in other shit. I couldn't for the life of me.
Right.
Like, remember, and you're right. He's Daredevil on Netflix. He's absolutely fucking great.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh, now on Disney Plus, sir, just so you know.
Well, what was it, L? What did you say? Somebody was a Disney princess? It was
Kool-Aid Man. Kool-Aid Man.
The Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid Man was a Disney princess. I love that.
How
see, like, little
this
flying
this
around
whole time. This whole time we thought it was a man. It's a Kool-Aid princess. That's us. That's our bias. That's, let's take a second. That's our bias. How dare we? Just because a rotund glass jar or pitcher full of Kool-Aid breaks through a wall and goes, oh yeah, it's a man.
Does the Kool-Aid man have a real name? Like a first name? Is it like Rodney or something like
that? Yeah, it's O-S-C-A-R.
Jennifer.
No,
Jennifer.
By the way, if you're speaking of Disney princesses, if you have daughters at Disney World, you know, they have that bippity boppity boop where they dress them up as a princess.
Yeah, bippity boppity.
If you go one step up, you can get them to drive your daughter around in Cinderella's carriage.
Of course you would do that, Keith. You're the best freaking dad in the world. Keith, like, I thought that sentence was going to end with.
I could literally be the best father in the world, and Keith will still make me look like a piece of shit.
I thought that sentence was going to be like, you know, Disney princesses? Well, one of my daughters is a Disney princess.
My daughter was too. Ah, but did your daughter get around in Cinderella's carriage? Keith,
oh, no, they remember it forever.
That of
my
course.
Daughter still talks
That's
about
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Do you have a son, Keith?
I have four kids.
Four kids.
I have
two daughters, two sons, right? And we're not counting Sean in that to the fifth that we don't count sometimes.
Would you admit to him if he wasn't here?
I love Sean. I'm not going to say anything negative, but no, I would not admit to him being my kid. Absolutely not. Because that would reflect on me as a parent. And no, I'm not taking that responsibility. No.
Nice. It's like one of your sons is the CEO of Make-A-Wish.
Okay, no, my son Ryan, who's been on the show a couple times, walked in, is an amazing young man. He was born nonverbal, non-social, and he was the goalie for Special Olympics Team USA that I took to Korea. And now he's a motivational speaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a motivational speaker and a DJ.
He's
coming for you, Karen. He's coming for you.
Keith has like miracle seed or something. He just makes good people.
My daughter's 9 years old, and every night she says 48 affirmations since she was 2 years old. And I'm like, I need to up my game. I need to up my game. I need to get my daughter.
So dancing I have something here that so we can add a little like knowledge sharing to the show. The Kool-Aid Man is actually Frank D. Kool-Aid is his full name.
Fake Wait, news. Cool dash aid? Is that like a hyphenated last name?
Well, okay. So like that's the thing that just drives me nuts. Iron Man is Iron Space Man. Batman is Batman one word. Spider-Man is Spider hyphen Man. Mm-hmm. The freaking like syntax for these freaking names are driving me freaking bonkers. Don't get me started on that. Anyway.
Maybe we just pronounce it wrong and it's actually Kool-Aid.
I believe it's originally a Dutch word. It's pronounced Michael Caine.
I think it sounds Canadian because it's kind of like Dave Coulier, Dave Kool-Aid.
Dave Coulier, yes, right?
We're getting someplace. Ashley, can you help us Hold confirm? On.
I've known Simon for a good long while, and I know this is the point where Simon says, "Did you know Dave Coulier is actually a Dutch name?" Go ahead, bro. Every day, not every day. Like, so I talk to Kelvin way too much. We talk every morning. Whatever, and so. Every time we bring up some word, he's like, "Did you know that's actually a Dutch word?" Tell me I'm wrong.
You stole and butchered like half of our language and just decided, you know what? That's okay. Okay. It's like,
hey, Russians stole coke dealers. Russians stole coke dealers from us. I just want to point that out.
Okay, fair trade.
Just from you, Tony. Just from you. Just from you.
Yeah, we have two things. We have Imperial. And we have drug dealers. And Russia stole the drug dealers, but you will not take my imperial measurement, damn it.
That's right. Even Colombia's still on metric. They're like, wow, we can't get the imperial.
Ray Orsini. That is me, Ray Orsini. Which actually, fun fact, since we're on education hour, my last name means little bear, and that's why these are little bears. These are my family. So this is what Orsini means.
Oh, I forgot to family. Ask you, Ray. I did it with one, family, which one is yo. Me? Which one's me?
I love that.
I don't see me there.
So I think Drew said it best that he learned from Tony about when he's doing BJJ, he needs to clean his ass. That's where my tattoo of you is, Danny. No, I loved it.
Is it in, Danny is it in the is middle? My closest cousin. Which cheek?
Well,
cheek?
Yeah. If it's in his ass, I'm sure he would be your closest cousin. That's...
No. It's right in the middle. It's right in the middle. So the cheeks are hugging. The cheeks are hugging.
Now I'm jealous.
It's like this, Danny. It's my son brought me this red, because he knows I love red pandas. So he brought me this red panda today from the zoo, and it hugs like that. My two ass cheeks just hugging you like that.
You know, hey, there's a really talented musician named Ted Pillman, who has a song called Cheek to Cheek, and I think everyone should go watch it on YouTube as soon as we're done here tonight. Ted Pillman, Cheek to Cheek.
Aaron, what's the name of the song again, please? Remind us.
Oh, I believe the song is called Recyclable Body Fluids in Human Form. Recyclable Body Fluids in Human Form. Also, Arbor Day.
So I have to say,
and Arbor Day.
Aaron is the only guest ever to have taken notes during our show. Ever.
Oh, man. It's the biggest piece of advice I give. Take notes. Ever take notes. It's really just a bunch of doodles. I'm just...
So, Kelvin, I got to ask you, derailed is our word for the day, and we'll take a drink. Can you give us a Dutch word for today before we close out the episode?
I'll give you a Dutch word if you still ain't able to pronounce.
Say do it.
Go ahead. What? Do it.
We didn't hear it.
No, you got to say it. No, you got to say it.
Don't be like, no. Listen, no. Mr. MVP, all right? You're not the big dog on my show, damn it. Yes, you are. I love you, Kevin.
I hate to remind you. I'm the big dog anywhere.
You are the big dog anywhere. I like that I'm like, I grow the COVID beard, and Kelvin's like, look, I'm patchy. And then 24 hours later, he's like, here's my Viking beard. He's like, motherfucker. Yes, Steven, there will be an after party to join. That's why I want to make sure we shut down on time.
Fail.
Thank you for coming on. This is like the most amazing end of the year. 2.5 years later, who knew we were still going to be doing this stupid shit? Matt is going to do amazing things. Danny and I and Simon and Phil and Juan and all the rest of the MMN team are going to be doing some amazing, stupid, stupid, awesome stuff.
Yep.
But... I mean, this is the heart. You guys are the heart.
Yep.
Right? Keith owns the chat, right? Matt's doing the marionette strings in the back. Aaron's, you know, giving us some pep talks and, you know, giving us some songs that we buy on Starbucks CDs.
Right.
Tony and I are taking shots in the corner, you know? And
nothing creepy Kelvin about that.
If it wasn't for the tech bar, I would have never known that Tony Francisco is a real person.
Yeah,
that's true. That is a true story.
And Kelvin yelling is Danny and me in Dutch, and Phil catching it all for the bloopers. I mean,
oh man! Hey, you guys are absolutely incredible. I'm so excited about this next year. I'm excited about John Wick 9. I'm excited about all the new words that we're going to find out that were stolen from the Dutch and the Americans. I can't be thankful enough.
And he's stealing our people. He took Brian and Brian and Heather Johnson
from the United States.
Right.
Hey, everything is borrowed.
I didn't move anyone. They moved because this is the better country.
Ooh. No. Listen,
Ray, we're going to take his passport when he's here for Ride a Boom. That's it.
Oh, dude.
He's never leaving.
Kelvin, I want Kelvin. Oh, go. Well, I'm sorry, Keith. Just real quick.
Oh,
I
no,
want
just Kelvin, tell Kelvin
for the 4th of July episode.
Yeah. When my daughter was teaching dance over in Europe, She really, really loved your country a lot.
See?
Was she teaching dance to like orphans? Like I imagine, like what was she? Like,
no, she was teaching West Coast Swing with the dancers from So You Think You Could Dance and Dancing with the Stars.
That's so cool.
She was young. She was only like I think she was 14 or 15 then.
What? Yeah. Right. Oh, word. Okay, then that makes a lot more sense why you were with her. I thought she was like 19.
No, my oldest daughter. That's my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter was like 22.
Keith, you're just a regular dad. No, I'm just kidding.
My daughters are 20 years apart.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. So my wow. I would take my oldest daughter when she was on TV, and with my youngest daughter. I know I'm the stupid dad that would go to dance. Even you know some. I would take her to dance class.
Still cool. I mean, I took my daughter to dance. Absolutely.
so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Kelvin, we to close this out, we should have an answer. This was New York taken from the Dutch.
Yeah, it was New Amsterdam, and we sold it for about $2. Very good deal. Best deal ever.
Yeah.
It's nice. Less than a ride on the subway. That's
hey,
amazing.
$2 back then goes a long way.
$2, man.
Woo! Oh, gosh. Ray, right, land this plane.
What happened?
Land this plane.
Landing yeah. this plane, bro. I'm taking this back. All right, Simon, we got upcoming events. What do we got coming up, dude?
Yeah, so we are not stopping 2023. We're coming in strong. So January 3rd, we're going to be doing the MSP Dispatch presented by Tony and Ray at 10 a.m. Eastern. We're also going to be dropping a new episode of 38 at 38 next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. And then we're going to be back at the Tech Bar January 19th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will be our 50th episode of the Tech Bar, and that will be with Tim Golden. And then we have January 25th. We're also going to be doing that 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a Partner First webinar with Tim Golden of Compliance Risk. So make sure you tune in. And you like, subscribe, all that good stuff.
And Tim, don't think for a second that I didn't see you write "squish the fish." You and I will have some words later. Lord bless Tim Golden. I appreciate the shit out of him. Besides being a good friend, because he's a bourbon steward and because he has access to amazing things, he always brings me something special every time I see him in person. I appreciate you, dude. Thank you so much.
You're having Tim Golden on for the silver anniversary of the Tech Bar?
Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
Oof.
You know what? You should do this full time. You should like manage this stuff full time. You got great ideas, dude.
I don't know about that, to be honest with you. I think it's going to bring me back to drinking, but okay.
And I think the best way to close that out is the way we opened it, toasting with the chicken nugget. This show has been derailed. Namaste, all my friends. I will see you next year. I love you all dearly. Take care.
Guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.